be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Gentlemen, see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
To someone's heart, I know I hold the key. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. And I'll search my whole life through find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. Search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me.
So nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, darling, and I can tell, darling, you still growing, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing favorite songs from way back when. So take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said, hello, Dolly, well, what do you know? Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying, 'cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean, hello, Dolly, what do you know, Dolly? It's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell. Swell, Dolly, yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas. Dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas. Dolly will never go away. Promise you, Dolly will never go away.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. In the way you look tonight, Yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know
one and one is two.
And if this one could be with you,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, your love for me. Don't know much about
history.
Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that
I love you.
And I know that if
you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
very pleasant. Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB.TV. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Giamborisi. Game three of a six-game series between your Jersey Shore Blue Claws, High A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies, and the Hudson Valley Renegades, High A affiliate of the New York Yankees. Christian Hernandez for Jersey Shore, Beck Wade for Hudson Valley, pair of hard-throwing right-handers. Blue Claws have won the first two of the series. They're 8-14. Hudson Valley is 12-11. Tony Graham, welcome back. How are you?
All right, Greg. Well, of course, good to be here. Game three of the scheduled six-game series, and the nicest day of the week, certainly. Temperature in the middle 60s. It's sunny, light wind, and expect a good crowd for Cinco de Mayo promotion here tonight. Also Thirsty Thursday, fans coming in. I know when I walked in, a lot of people in the parking lot tailgating, and already I see the good crowd. Hope you're on your way here. If not, we will, of course, have it for you. It's good to be home, of course, and that's where the Blue Claws have thrived, Greg. Jersey Shore 7-4 in Lakewood this year. Now, overall, Blue Claws 8-14, but here at home, 7-4, they've won six in a row, seven of their last eight, and just 1-10 on the road, where they go for 2 weeks starting next week. The Blue Claws, get this, great stats here by Greg, are hitting at home 243, 62 runs in 11 games at home. On the road, 166 with 20 runs in 11 games so far this season.
Which
so
obviously, it's, less than two runs per game so far on the road. But they will get four more chances at home this week, we hope. But we also check the weather forecast. So we'll see what happens, but no such issues tonight. Mostly sunny skies, just a perfect night. Temperatures in the mid-60s, and this is as nice as it's going to get here. So certainly for the rest of the homestand. So hopefully enjoy it and get a good ball game here this evening between the Blue Claws and the Renegades. So Christian Hernandez will start for Jersey Shore. We'll talk about him now. And the pitching matchup is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. They have Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus. At RWJ Barnabas Health, life is better healthy. Hernandez was activated off the development list, whatever that is, earlier today by the Phillies. Three games, two starts with the Blue Claws this year. 11 innings, 12 hits, 5 runs. He's walked 5, and he has struck out 9, 1-0 thus far this season. Last time out was 2 weeks ago against Asheville on April 21st. He threw 5 innings, gave up 3 hits, 1 run, walked 2, and struck out 3. So for Hernandez, it'll be his fourth appearance of the season. He's a 21-year-old right-hander from Cumana, Venezuela. He will not turn 22 until after the season is over in September. Right-hander Beck Wade is on the mound for Hudson Valley tonight. The Renegades in their road. Braves will send Beck Wade to the mound. A fourth-round pick in the 2020 draft. MLB pipe prospect in the Yankee system. His fourth start of the year as well. 1-0, 3.77 ERA, 14 and a third innings, 9 hits, 6 runs. He has walked 5. He struck out 21. In fact, in his last two games, he struck out 14 hitters and allowed 3 runs in 10 innings after giving up 3 and 4 and a third in the second game of the year at Greenville back on April the 9th. Beck Michael Way, he attended Belmont Abbey in North Carolina in 2017, sat out 2 years, transferred to Northwest Florida State College before the 2020 season. He had a great year there. Yankees took him in the fourth round. Remember, that was only a 5-round draft because of the pandemic. Last year, he pitched mostly in Tampa, where he was 3-1 with a 2.68 ERA, and then finished the year with the Renegades, where he had a 7.71 ERA over 4 games, 14 runs in 16 and a third innings with 29 strikeouts and 9 walks last year for Beck Wade. So he'll be on the mound tonight for Hudson Valley, and the Blue Claws will go with right-hander Christian Hernandez. Tony, let's talk about a couple of Blue Claws offensively that have been having pretty good series.
Okay.
And we'll start with Casey Martin, who had 2 doubles in the win on Tuesday night, and then yesterday he hit his first home run of the season. He's played great defense as well, as he always does, and we've seen that in his time with the Blue Claws over the last 2 seasons. Blue Claws have turned 4 double plays already in the first 2 games of this series, and he's been at the forefront of all four of them from his shortstop position.
Yeah, let's not forget his defense as well. As you mentioned the double plays, he's played a splendid shortstop for Jersey Shore. But Hudson Valley had this streak going where they hadn't allowed a home run for 139 two-thirds consecutive innings before Martin connected yesterday, and then later on McCarthy Tatum also homered an inning later in the sixth. So previously the last home run allowed by the Renegades was leading off the top of the second on April 15th at Raleigh. Not only was that the longest streak of any pitching staff in minor league baseball this year, it's the longest since the Hickory Crawdads. You remember them? They're still in the South Atlantic League. Back when they were low A Texas, Blue Cross saw them a lot. And they had the longest going back in 2018. They won 143.
Are they in this league?
Are they not?
No, they are. I was just joking.
Yeah.
Blue Cross will go. If they play them next year, it'll be four years between meetings.
I had to do a double take. It's been a while since we've seen that. Did we see Joey Gallo here? I'm pretty sure we did.
Joey Gallo, if you remember, hit.
Wasn't he in the All-Star game?
Yeah, he hit all those home runs in that home run derby out towards the intersection. Right. Back by where the hoop shot is now. He would have hit balls in the hoop shot during that hitting challenge. But, he was here. Yeah. He was tremendous. Anyway, sorry.
No, that's all right. So, that was quite a streak that Hudson Valley had going, not allowing a home run until Blue Claws finally got them last night. Player to watch for Hudson Valley tonight will be...
Actually, hold on. Before we do that, we should mention Nick Matera, who hit his second home run, and he had a triple last night.
Yeah.
And, you know, he could have had... I watched it back again. Okay. We talked about it live yesterday. He really could have had an inside-the-park home run yesterday. He hit a ball out to the wall in right center, and the two Renegades outfielders came together, and they put their hands up like it was a dead ball.
But it wasn't.
And it wasn't. It was live. He easily made it to third. Pat Lisnash, who was coaching third, was waving him in, and Matera, I guess he didn't believe that he could have got it inside the park home run, and he stopped at third. He would have had it, yeah. I think, but it didn't quite work out.
The Blue Claws had their own version now of the M&M boys, Martin and Matera.
There you go.
Batting.
They hit 3-4 today. M&M.
That's right.
Martin, Matera, and McCarthy. McCarthy, Tatum batting fifth today. So he's playing second base today. I asked him before the game if he had played second base before, and he said, yeah, last week in Aberdeen. So he's played first, second, third, and short for the Blue Claws this year. He can play left field as well. But right now with Luis Garcia on the injured list, and he's still in Florida rehabbing a wrist injury, McCarthy is really the backup middle infielder. And while most days it will be Casey Martin and Nicholas Torres, you've got to give them a break here and there. When they've done that over the last week, it's been Tatum to play one of the middle infield spots. He gives Torres a blow today and will play at second base.
Well, that's the value of being versatile, especially at the minor league level. At the Phillies, and for that matter, most major league clubs love the guys that can play numerous positions, and that's what you see with McCarthy Tatum.
And they brought a small village on the field to sing the national anthem.
Wow, look at this.
There's about...
Oh, my.
They said 132 kids on the field to sing the anthem. So after the anthem is over, we'll have about a 7-minute delay while they get everybody off the field. But you were saying, Tony, a player to watch for Hudson Valley.
So that would be... one of the Yankees' top prospects in their catcher, Austin Wells. And last couple of weeks in 11 games, 17 for 38, 447 with 3 doubles, 4 home runs, and 9 walks, and 7 steals. And in that time, he has lifted his batting average from 148 to 323. And he is the number 4 prospect in the Yankee system. He did not play last night. Neither did Trey Sweeney, the shortstop, another of their top prospects. But tonight, and to take nothing away from the Blue Claws, who pitched and played very well last night, but tonight they have their A lineup back, which the Blue Claws did defeat here on Tuesday night. So we'll see how everything fares here this evening.
Yeah, it was like a line. Usually in baseball, you know, a guy gets a day off here, a guy gets a day off here. Yeah. They basically took everybody. It was like the fourth preseason game in the NFL. Quick farm look, Tony?
Quick farm look. Let's do that. All right. So tonight we have Reading with a doubleheader makeup type of a situation. They were rained out last night. First game at Portland, the Red Sox affiliate, and they're trailing now 5-0, bottom of the sixth. Noah Skiro, a 2021 Blue Claw, started for Reading tonight. He was lifted in a three-run Portland fifth inning. Jaylene Ortiz has a couple of hits for Reading. They're just getting underway. Clearwater is at Dunedin tonight. Clearwater 10-10, Dunedin 8-15. By the way, Reading 8-11, Portland 11-11. So Clearwater will send 21-year-old right-hander Gabriel Cotto, a 2018 draft pick, 1-0, 2.57 ERA at Dunedin. Clearwater won last night 12-9. 2018 draft pick, 22-year-old outfielder Kendall Simmons, 2 home runs, 3-4 on the season. And he has 25 now in his career, a player to watch. And also tonight, Lehigh Valley 14-12 at Syracuse. The Nets 9-16. Lehigh Valley lost last night 5-3. Bryson Stott 2-4. He is at 290. Derek Hall has been sizzling, 1-4 with an RBI, and Derek is batting 300.
Blue Claws will take the field here in a moment. They'll look like this tonight. Johan Rojas in center, Ethan Wilson in right, and Casey Martin at short, 1, 2, and 3. Nick Materis is first, batting fourth, and McCarthy Tatum at second. Jared Carr's the DH. He'll hit sixth batting. Seventh and playing third is T.J. Stewart. Then it's Andrick Nava. He's behind the plate, batting ninth, and left is Carlos De La Cruz. For Hudson Valley, Trey Sweeney at short, Everson Pereira in right, Austin Wells does the catching. Cooper Bowman will play second base and bat cleanup. Hitting fifth and third is Tyler Hartman. Alvin Sanchez in center field will bat sixth. Then James Nelson in left. Eric Wagaman is the DH. He bats eighth and batting ninth and playing first is Spencer Henson. The lineup is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus, and RWJ Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive health system and proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Jersey Shore. RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you. Visit rwjbh.org. Andrick Nava will get a start today behind the plate for the Blue Claws, and he will make his seventh start of the year. And he'll do the catching. Blue Claws have three catchers, and he's kind of been the quote-unquote third catcher and stuck in there. So he gets in, you know, once, maybe twice a week, and he'll get the start tonight catching Christian Hernandez. So an all-Venezuelan battery today for Jersey Shore. Blue Claws have taken the field. Half of Toms River's school system will sing the anthem in a moment. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups once again. And the game's first pitch. Welcome to Shoretown Ballpark. The Blue Claws and the Renegades, Game 3, coming up right here on BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions. Shore Business Solutions. The partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A premier sharp dealer. Official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
great job by Hooper Avenue Elementary School. 132 kids on hand tonight to sing the national anthem. We're getting set for baseball here between the Jersey Shore Blue Claws and the Hudson Valley Renegades. Of course, the Blue Claws are the High A East affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies, and the Renegades, the High A East, actually, sorry, the South Atlantic League affiliate of the New York Yankees. So these teams meeting for the third time this year. They'll play 30 times overall, and they will play six times this week. Blue Claws have won the first two games of the series, 5-3 winners on Tuesday night, and then 5-0 winners yesterday in the morning. Victor Vargas threw six scoreless innings. Christian Hernandez will start tonight for the Blue Claws in his fourth game, 1-0 with a 4.09 ERA against right-hander Beck Way of Hudson Valley, who's 1-0 with a 3.77 ERA. Hernandez waiting to start his warm-up pitches because they have to wait for all the kids from Hooper Avenue Elementary to funnel out of the area behind home plate where they did a great job singing the national anthem. So once they do, Hernandez will be able to warm up. Right now he's just playing very light catch with Andrick Nava. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Giambarisi. Tony, how are you?
All right, Greg. Well, a beautiful night for baseball here. Beautiful night for baseball here at the Shoretown Ballpark. Temperature in the middle 60s. And a light breeze now blowing out to left field, but mostly fair skies and best night of the week thus far. And the weather forecast the rest of the week looks, you know, a tad shaky, but tonight certainly is beautiful. And again, if you're in the area, why don't you come on out? Good crowd on hand and still building here as we get set for baseball. By the way, if you happen to be a Yankees fan, and there are many, of course, in this area, both Mets fans and Phillies fans, this is really an in-between area for those that are familiar with it, have divided allegiances to the New York and Philadelphia. The Renegades, the Yankees affiliate, will be back here 12 more times this season. They'll be here for a six-game series July 4th through July 10th, and then again in August 2nd through the 7th, and it seems like that the Renegades have the patent on the 11:05 start. Because two of those ball games will be at 11:05 a.m., as was the game here yesterday. So, got to be up early for those. And the Blue Claws were up early yesterday, and they got the win. And it'll be up to Christian Hernandez now to try to tame these Yankee bats, Yankee affiliate bats here in this one tonight.
From Cumana, Venezuela, 21 years old. Signed with the Phillies in 2017. This year, 11 innings, 12 hits, 5 runs, 5 walks. He struck out 9. Last pitch on the 21st of April, 2 weeks ago against Asheville, and gave up 3 hits and 1 run over 5 innings. This, though, is a much different caliber team that he faces today. Hernandez did not pitch in 2019 or 2020. Spent last year with Clearwater, 3.69 ERA over 70 and 2/3 innings while striking out 86 and walking 29, and he finished second in strikeouts among all Phillies minor league pitchers. The lineup for Hudson Valley, Trey Sweeney at short, Everson Perez at right. Batting third is Austin Wells. All three among the Yankees' better prospects. Cooper Bowman plays second base and bats fourth, and Tyler Hardman at third. Aldany Sanchez, the center fielder, will hit sixth. Then James Nelson in left. Eric Wagaman, the DH, bats eighth. And Spencer Henson bats ninth and plays first. The lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjbh.org. RWJ Barnabas Health, proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. So stepping in to lead things off for Hudson Valley is Trey Sweeney. He's a left-handed hitting shortstop who was the Yankees' first-round pick in the draft last year out of Eastern Illinois. 6:39 for the first pitch here tonight. Hernandez deals fastball, cued off the end of the bat up third. It stays fair. Backhand by Stewart. Long off-balance throw, but no chance. And a squibber off the end of the bat, infield single for Trey Sweeney. To start. Hernandez wanted certainly a very softly hit ball that just had a lot of side spin on it, managed to stay fair, and Stewart was playing off the line. He had absolutely no chance to get Sweeney. So a base runner to start the game for the Renegades, who run a lot. They've stolen 60 bases, most of the minor leagues, 5 more than Jersey Shore. Sweeney, though, only 2 attempts, he's 1-for-2. And he is held on by Nick Matera at first. Fastball is in there for a strike to Everson Pereira, the right-handed hitting right fielder, and the count is nothing and one. The plate umpire is Ethan Gorsak, and the base umpire is Jesse Bush. We'll give you the defense for Jersey Shore in a moment. Pitch by Hernandez, blooped foul down the right field line and out of play, and the count is 0-2. Carlos De La Cruz in left field, Johan Rojas in center, and the right fielder is Ethan Wilson. DJ's through at third, Casey Martin at short. McCarthy Tatum gets the start at second base today. Just the second time he's ever played there. Nick Materis at first with Andrick Nava behind the plate. 0-2 to Pereira, and that's on the outside corner. Fastball got him looking. Strike three. So one away. Actually, that might, you know, Tony, that was a changeup. 82 on the scoreboard gun. One away, and that'll bring up the catcher, Austin Wells, another left-handed batter. So they go left, right, left to start. Wells hitting 323, four homers, 11 ribbies. He was the Yankees' first-round pick in the 2020 draft out of the University of Arizona. He's from Las Vegas. And Hernandez throws over to first. And back standing is Trey Sweeney. Wells taken 28th overall. Second to last pick in the first round. That one is low and inside. And the count is one ball and no strikes. Houston did not have a first round pick that year. Mick Abel, that was his draft. He went 15th overall from the field. 1-0 on Wells, pitched by Hernandez, a changeup, and a strike on the inside corner. And the count on Austin Wells is one ball and one strike. Wells got to play in the prestigious Arizona Fall League last year. Yesterday off in the afternoon. Pitched by Hernandez, down and inside. And the count, two balls and a strike on Wells. Blue Claws will try to turn two. They've turned four already in the first two games of this series. 65 degrees, mostly clear skies. Lights are on. Don't need them quite yet. You will soon. Sweeney leads off first. No score. Top half of inning number one. Hernandez inside again to the lefty well. And a count. Three balls and one strike. Christian making his fourth appearance of the year. He was on the development list and activated earlier today around 4 o'clock or so to make the start. Hasn't pitched in 2 weeks. And here's the 3-1. And a line drive right side. That's past Tatum into right field. A base in. Down to second, and stopping there is Trey Sweeney as Ethan Wilson fires it back in. So a single for Austin Wells, who is now 7 for his last 16. And the Renegades have Cooper Bowman coming up with 2 on and 1 out here in the top half of inning number 1.
And now in his last 12 games since April 17th, Wells is 18 for 39. That's over 450. Three doubles, four home runs, 9 walks, couple of stolen bases. So he is living up to that number one draft pick status for certain.
Bowman was a fourth-round pick last year in 2021 out of the University of Louisville. And the pitch by Hernandez, a breaking ball outside of the count, one ball and no strike. Big week in Louisville, of course.
Oh, yeah? What's happening?
Louisville, as they say. They will run for the roses on Saturday at 6:58. 1-0 on Bowman. And the pitch by Hernandez, high and inside. And the count, two balls and no strikes.
Who is the Jim Barresi pick of the Derby?
I'm going with Zandon. The Chad Brown trainee, number 10. Don't worry, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Here's the 2-0, and that's in there for a called strike. And the count, 2-1 on Cooper Bowman, native of Rapid City, South Dakota. So two hits in the inning, one by Swan and one out for Bowman. Hernandez peeks back at the runner at second. He's got a pretty healthy lead. Tatum now slips over from second base. Fastball at the knees, called strike. And the count is 2-2 on Cooper Bowman. Hernandez looks back at the runner at second as he steps on the mound. Now you have, remember, the pitch clock in place, of course, 18 seconds because there's runners on base. And it's running down. It's at 3 right now. 2-1. And they're going to give it to him generously. Swinging a miss. High fastball, strike 3. And you know what? Bowman said something to Ethan Gorsak. I think Bowman saw the clock run out. And I saw it run out too. And if I'm Bowman, I understand that. You know,
yeah.
He's in there ready to hit. You have to be ready, remember, at 9 seconds. And that includes looking out at the pitcher. A lesson Nicholas Torres learned the hard way on Tuesday. But Bowman was in there. He was ready. And that clock ran out. And Gorsak let it go. And Bowman ended up striking out. Now, to be fair, he did chase a high fastball. That would have been ball 3. Here's the right-handed hitting Tyler Hardman, who takes a breaking ball outside from Christian. The count is 1 ball and no strikes.
Yeah, Christian not throwing very hard here. The readings you're getting on your MILB.TV monitor, as we see throughout the year, they're about 4 miles an hour shy of reality.
Fastball high, and the count is 2-0. Now, I think today it's just way off. Well, that's at 81. Yeah, so that was a fastball.
85?
No way. Yeah, there's no way.
Well, we'll go with that.
Two balls, no strikes. Swing and a miss. Yeah, that.
Yeah, it can't be. 80.
That can't be. There's no way. There's no way.
Or 85.
You know, to be honest, if it's that off, we should take it down. Well, we can't take it down. It's just that's
we could reach out.
I can't reach that. 2-1 on Hardman, and Hernandez pitches blue foul back up here. Out of play onto the roof. The experts in Elegant Exteriors to find out. Call 256-NEW-ROOF for your free roof evaluation. Elegant Exteriors, we rip off your roof.
Not you.
2-2 on Tyler Hardman. So Hernandez trying to pitch around a couple of base hits here. And he's a strike away from getting out of this jam. No score, top of the first. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him on a high fastball, strike three. So back-to-back strikeouts and three in the inning for Christian Hernandez, and the side retired. No runs on two hits. There were no errors, and there were two men left on. We played half an inning at Hudson Valley, nothing. Jersey Shore coming to bat on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claw.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, we go to the bottom half of the first inning. We have to make one correction. Austin Wells, they gave a base. We said base hit. He actually reached on catcher's interference, which is technically E2 on Andrick Nava. So it was no runs on one hit, one error, and two left for the Blue Claws, for Hudson Valley there in the first. No score, and Johan Rojas will lead it off here for the Blue Claws against the right-hander Beckway. And the first pitch is a fastball inside a two-seamer, and the count is 1-1 and no strikes. Rojas, the 21-year-old, 195, no homers, 4 runs batted in thus far this season. Way's pitch, breaking ball, almost hit him, and he backs away from it, and the count is 1-1 and 1 strike. Beckway, drafted in the fourth round of the 2020 draft by the Yankees. He's 22 years old, and Rojas takes the strike on the outside corner, and the count 2-1. This year with Hudson Valley, 3 games, 14 and a third innings, 9 hits and 6 runs. He's walked 5, he struck out 21. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball grounded down to third, picked on the backhand by Hardman, and he throws across, one away. You know, everybody on Hudson Valley has picked a nice in-between hop in this series, and Hardman that time retires Rojas. So one up, one down for Ethan Wilson, the Blue Claws right field. 222, a home run, 6 ribbies so far this season for Ethan out of University of South Alabama, second round pick by the Yankees last year. And his first home run of the season in Aberdeen last week. That one down and inside, flies back to the screen. And the count, a ball, no strikes. Defensively for Hudson Valley tonight. James Nelson in left. Aldady Sanchez in center. And Everson Pereira is in right. Here's the 1-0 to Wilson. And it's taken low, 2-0. The third baseman is Tyler Hardman. Trey Sweeney at short. Cooper Bowman at second. Spencer Henson's at first. And Austin Wells behind the plate. So 2-0 on Wilson. They have a count 3 balls, no strikes. Ethan, 11 out of 12 stealing bases thus far this season. His only caught stealing, he broke for second base on Tuesday night too soon, got picked off. It was a picked off caught stealing. Taking all the way there on 3-0 right down the middle for a called strike. And that runs it, runs it to 3 balls and 1 strike on Wilson. Beck Way, the right-hander, here's the 31. And a bouncer pulled foul up first. And it's 3-2. Keith Werman is coaching at third. Gary Cathcart, Philly's base running coordinator, is coaching at first. Short sleeves tonight for Ethan. Blue Claws in their light blue jerseys. Breaking ball looped in the air to center. Hit pretty well, but Aldenis Sanchez drifts back and backpedaling toward the track. He makes the catch, and that's out number 2. Didn't quite get all of that one. 2 away. And here's Casey Martin, who's had a good series. Had a home run yesterday out of the berm in left field. His first home run of the season. He had 2 doubles and scored 2 runs in the Blue Claws win of the first game of the series back on Tuesday. And he's at 211 on the year, the home run, and 3 batted in. Fastball called strike on the outside corner, and the count nothing and 1. Shoretown Ballpark, the Cinco de Mayo. Game 3 of a 6-game series. Martin chases a high curveball from Beck Way, and the count is 0-2. In the bottom of the inning, it'll be Aldenis Sanchez. Top of the second. Sanchez, James Nelson, and Eric Wagaman. Breaking ball, swing at him. He got him strike 3. Very nice work there by Beck Way. No runs, no hits, and none left. The 1-2-3 first. On the second we go. No score on BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, we head into the top of the second inning. No score. Blue Claws and the Hudson Valley Renegades. Catcher's interference on Andrick Nava there in the first inning of a base hit, but Christian Hernandez struck out 3 opposing hitters. And it'll be 6-7-8 for Hudson Valley in a scoreless game. Aldenis Sanchez will lead it off, and then James Nelson and Eric Wagaman. Sanchez began his career in the Rays system. Came over to the Yankees last year for Mike Ford. Guy who at one time was very well regarded. He was in the Futures game 2017 and 18 when he was with Tampa Bay. 221 on the season with a home run is Sanchez. He has 10 stolen bases. Hernandez into the wind, and the 1-0 is popped up off first foul. Coming over is Matera, but that's out of play. Lands on the first base dugout, and the count 1-1.
So for those of you watching again on MILB TV, you'll notice that they have readjusted the gun, so it's back to normal a few miles an hour slow. But you know, the readings are more realistic. Just add 3 or 4 miles to whatever you see. last one was at 91 on the gun.
1-1 pitch. Grounded back toward the middle. Long run. Martin lunges after it. Can't get it by him for a base hit. So another single to start the second inning for Hudson Valley. And that will bring to the plate James Nelson, the left fielder. Nelson has been here many times before. He was with Greensboro back in the 2017 season when he was with the Marlins. Remember, Greensboro is now with the Pirates, but back then they were the Marlins. Nelson played in high A with Miami for a couple of years and then joined the Yankees prior to the 2021 season. And he played some in Somerset, double A, some in Hudson Valley, high A. So played here a little bit last year, too. Here he is, a right-handed batter from Texas, and he takes in there for a fastball for a called strike. He's from, Georgia. He's from Rex, Georgia. Is Nelson. And he was drafted by the Marlins, or by the, by the Red Sox out of high school in 2015. Swing and a miss there, an off-speed pitch, a changeup from Hernandez, and the count is nothing in two. Blue Claws in their alternate baby blue jerseys today with the royal blue sleeves and the crab with the sand pail on his head over the left chest. Bucket crab on the cap as well, which is a four-tone cap. 0-2 pitch way outside. Lunging backhand by Nava, and it's 1-2. White on the front, yellow and red on the side, royal blue on the back, and then kind of a sand color on the brim. It gives you the look of the beach ball, right, Tony? 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on a changeup. Strike three. Four strikeouts already for Hernandez.
Which would be apropos for the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
That strikeout brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic, the official team physicians of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Rothman Orthopedic Institute's mission is to help patients live pain-free lives. We're experts in orthopedics because orthopedics is all we do. Visit RothmanOrtho.com for more. Rothman Orthopedic now open and bring. Runner darts off first. Breaking ball low. 1-0. Eric's the batter. Sanchez at first. 10 stolen bases and 11 attempts. We'll see if he's in motion. Matera holds him on. And the pitch by Hernandez inside. So one of the ways that a pitcher will hold on and kind of throw off the tempo of the runner at first is by changing the tempo for the pitcher. There's a different dynamic, though, with that this year, and that's, of course, the clock. So, throw to first, not in time. If the pitcher doesn't come set and ready to go until, you know, 3-4 seconds remain on the pitch clock, then there's only so much varying of the tempo that he can do. So, it's incumbent upon the pitcher to get ready soon, and Hernandez was ready here at 9 and fires a fastball for a called strike. It's 2-1 on Wagaman. Casey Martin over in the hole at short. Stewart back a little bit off the line at third. And Tatum, the second baseman, up near the bag. This is only the second game for McCarthy Tatum at second base in his life. 2-1. There goes the runner. Pitch is foul, tipped off of Nava, who gets to his feet and spins around. That ball hit him in the mask, I think. Steve Torregrossa is the trainer for the Blue Claws. He looks on intently from the Blue Claws dugout to make sure Nava is okay. It's a foul ball back to first base. Will go Aldenis Sanchez.
Yeah, Sanchez had a pretty good jump there. He's stolen 10 bases. He's been caught once for the Renegades, who lead all of minor league baseball with 60. Coming in today, Blue Claws second with 55.
So 2-2 on Wagaman. Sanchez has already struck out 4. And here's a looping liner into left, the base hit. The changeup. Wagaman kept the barrel of the bat through the zone long enough to barrel that one up and put it into left field for a single. Sanchez goes to second. And once again, Hudson Valley has 2 on with 1 out. Spencer Henson, the 9-hitter, is up, and then the Henson is off to a tough start this year. He's 4-46 with 23 strikeouts. For what it's worth, by the way, Hernandez has already matched his season high with the 4 strikeouts. And he could use one here against Henson. So Hernandez peers in, now looks the runner back at second, and the pitch is chopped foul over into the Renegade dugout on the third base side of the count. Nothing in one.
Henson did get a hit in his last at-bat last night in the 9th inning,
which snapped an 0-for-22. Nice crowd on hand tonight.
Yeah.
Thursday. Beautiful night. 0-1 on Hernandez. And that is a foul tip held by Nava on a check swing. It's 0-2. Anyway, I think I always thought, you know, you get a lot of people, not a lot, some people will look at, you know, they want to come to a game this weekend, they're not sure which one, look at the weather, and, you know, this looks like the nicest day of the week by about 6 miles. 0-2 on Henson. Hernandez looks for the back at second, and a breaking ball outside, backhanded by Nava, 1-2. If it was like this every day, that'd be just fine, and you live in San Diego. Christian was very nearly traded to the Pirates last July, reportedly. Here's the 1-2. Fly ball hit very well. Deep out in the left center field. Rojas back toward the wall. Looks up. It's gone. Spencer Hansen into the Chick-fil-A fan zone above the left center field wall. He obliterates that fastball and has a three-run home run. RBIs 3, 4, and 5 for him this year. And the Renegades have a 3-0 lead.
Well, as you say, Greg, his first home run of the season, the ninth in his career. He was, again, as you noted, 4 for 46 before that swing. And the guys, Yankees affiliates lineup, and you don't expect that from Spencer Henson, and he really tagged it.
That was a 1-2 pitch, too. And that's one that Hernandez will certainly want back. Here's Trey Sweeney. First pitch to him is at the knees for a strike. So the Blue Claws find themselves now in a 3-0 hole here in the second. And the 0-1 is inside. 1-1. So as I was saying, reportedly, you know, Hernandez was set to go to Pittsburgh. Swing and a miss. Along with Abraham Gutierrez in exchange for pitcher Tyler Anderson last year. But the deal fell through. Here's the 1-2. Foul back up here to our left out of play. And it's still 1-2.
Greg Henson, the ninth round pick by the Yankees in 2019. Now he's only played... this is his 41st minor league game, so he doesn't have a lot of minor league professional experience. And he made the most of that at bat.
1-2 pitch, breaking ball hit high in the air to right, plenty deep. Wilson going back toward the track. He's got a beat on it over towards right center and makes the catch 2-2. So Hernandez ended up staying with the Phillies, obviously. Mm-hmm. Gutierrez got traded to the Pirates, who I guess really liked him. And that was the deal that brought Braden Ogle to Philadelphia, and he is currently in that Lehigh Valley bullpen. Gutierrez, who played for the Blue Claws in 2019, where he split time with Rafael Marchand behind the plate. Gutierrez is now in Greensboro in this league. Here's Everson Pereira swinging a miss, nothing in one, where he's hitting 271 with a home run to start the year. And the Blue Claws will go down to Greensboro later on in the season, so maybe they'll see him. Slow. 3-0 Hudson Valley on the home run by Spencer Henson. And by the way, that was into the Chick-fil-A fan zone, but nobody goes home with Chick-fil-A on a visiting team home run. Here's the 1-1. Lifted deep, but foul down the right field line. Slicing into the first base picnic area, and it's 1-2.
Actually, you have to give it back. If you're munching on one now, you have to return it. Just kidding.
They keep, I don't know.
Hernandez would like to return that
they
pitch,
keep
though.
Those, yeah. They keep those cards, well, yeah, that is true. They keep those cards under lock and key. I think it's tougher to get into Fort Knox. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and down and out, sound of the count, 2-2. Now, the thing is, I hope they didn't order as many cards based on, you know, Jaylen Ortiz and Logan Ohapi, because they're not here right now. And Ortiz just peppered the Chick-fil-A fan zone for about a month and a half last year, if you remember. Here's the 2-2, and that is outside, 3-2. Logan hit a couple out there. DJ Stewart, who's here now, hit a couple out there as well. But I think without Ortiz in the lineup, unfortunately, I don't see too many going out there, right? From Wilson's got some pop, but he's lefty. High pop into shallow center. Tatum going out. Rojas coming in. Johan is there, the center fielder, and he makes a one-handed catch to retire the side. But Hudson Valley takes the lead. Three runs on two hits, no errors. Nobody left. Spencer Henson obliterates a 1-2 fastball for a three-run homer. And it's 3-0 Renegades as we go to the bottom of the second on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk. Hoop shot, ring toss, balloon darts, cat ranch, goblet toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank mini golf course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Bottom two, Blue Claws down 3-0. Three-run homer by Spencer Henson, Tony, and no doubt about it, blast on a 1-2 pitch.
Yeah, he has shown, as we said, some pop, despite the low batting average. 40 games before tonight, 8 home runs. He had 6 at two levels in 2019 in 24 games now. That's a lot, 6 in 24 games. So he does have some power.
Leading off for the Blue Claws, Nick Matera in the bottom of the second. Beck Wade delivers a fastball for a strike and the count nothing in one. Matera 255, two homers, 12 RBI so far this season. Tatum on deck. Matera lines one of the air to right field, pretty well hit. Pereira going back toward the track. It's over his head and one hop off the right field wall. Matera sprinting into second base and he pulls it there with a double. So Matera in the last two games has a double, a triple, and a home run. Actually, in his last three at-bats, he has a home run and a triple, the sixth and the eighth inning yesterday, and now a double in this at-bat to lead off in the second inning for Jersey Shore.
Yeah, his fifth double of the year. All of a sudden, he is an extra base machine and sits in second here with nobody out, bottom second.
Here's McCarthy, Tatum, 8 ribbies. He tries to drag a bunt but misses. Third baseman Hardman was playing back. Not a bad idea, but strike one. Jared Carr is on deck for the Blue Claws. And then DJ Stewart. Jersey Shore down 3-0. Tatum, a 6-foot-5-inch right-handed batter out of Fresno State. And Beck Way's breaking ball dives down and outside of the count is 1-1. Wade did not begin pitching until he was a junior in high school. Played shortstop before that. 1-1. Fastball, that's low. The count, 2-2. And he said his grandfather, who was the one who encouraged him to start pitching, well, it's his role model growing up, and basically told him he didn't want him to pitch until he was in college, protect his arm. And he started pitching junior in high school, and obviously it's worked out. Breaking ball pulled on the ground, foul outside of third. And the count, 2-2. Beck wearing the long navy blue sleeves under the gray jersey. It says Hudson Valley in navy blue. Of course, Yankee-like uniform. And they have pinstripes, of course, at home. Breaking ball, skied foul out first. And the count still 2-2. Hudson Valley was a Renegades affiliate for many years. The foul ball just went into the first base party deck, and nobody had any idea it was coming. So thankfully, everybody was okay. Hudson Valley was a Tampa Bay Rays affiliate for many years, 1996 through 2020, after 2 years with the Rangers. Breaking ball, chopped down third, tough play, but stays fair, and it just kicks foul. Backhanded and foul ground by Hardman, and the count still 2-2. So they debuted in 94 in the New York Penn League, 2 years with Texas, and then 25 years, 96 through 2020, well, really 24 years of play with Tampa Bay, and then when Minor League Baseball did the restructuring, they became a Yankee affiliate. The Yankees, of course, had in the Sally League. 2-2 pitch. Line sharply up the gap in left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Matera around third to score. Bobbled in left center by Nelson. Tatum sprints to second. He dives in safely with a double, a ribby double. In fact, Matera scores. Blue Claws within two. It's 3-1 Renegades.
Well, Greg, Tatum was sinking two bases all the way on that. I mean, he was sprinting around first base, as you said. And the ball just bobbled ever so slightly out there in left center. And that assured that he would make it to seven.
And that was on a two-strike pitch as well. Here's Jared Carr. And Way misses up and outside with a fastball. And the count 1-0. Carr is a left-handed batter at a .51. Homers, two RBIs and eight stolen bases for Jared so far this season. And Way's pitch, line drive into right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Tatum coming around third. He'll score. Carr stays at first. Pereira fires it into second. It's a ribby single for Jared Carr. And the Blue Claws now trail 3-2. So here comes Jersey Shore. Three straight hits to start this inning. And they have the tying run at first with nobody out for DJ Stewart.
So that's the ninth hit of the year for Jared Carr, who has eight steals. So he's going to try to, I think, at some point here, he may try to take off and get that ninth steal. Blue Claws second in the league to Hudson Valley with those 55 stolen bases. Here's DJ.
And the breaking ball foul back over the screen. He took a big rip at that one, and the count nothing in one. 190 for Stewart, two homers, 10 ribbies. We saw him last year. He'll get going. He's a good hitter. Got some power. Hit double-digit home runs for the Blue Claws last year. 0-1. They throw to first. Carr was leaning, and he's able to dive back in. Jared is 8-for-8 on the base paths this year. Blue Claws 55 stolen bases on the season, five fewer than Hudson Valley. 0-1 pitch. Chopper to short. This should be two. And Sweeney goes to second. There's one. Bowman, a little low to first, dug out by Henson. It's a double play. 6-4-3 and two down. So Carr's a race. Two out. Nobody on for Hendrick Nava. Seven for 24, three ribbies for Nava, the youngest Blue Claw. And he punches one foul at a play to the left of the count, nothing and one. He is the only switch hitter on the active roster. Luis Garcia is also a switch hitter, but Luis is on the injured list, rehabbing a wrist injury in Florida. Fastball low, 1-1. Christian Hernandez will be back out for the third. He'll face the top of this order, or excuse me, the meat of the order, 3-4-5, Wells, Bowman, and Hardman. For the Renegades, 0-1 to Nava. Breaking ball pulled on the ground. Foul up first. And it's 0-2 that'll roll down toward the Jersey Shore pin. So a little early offense from both sides. 3-2 lead for the Renegades here in the top half of the bottom half of the second. Here's the 0-1. Nava takes a ball inside. And actually, check that. It's not, oh, what is the count? The scoreboard froze. I believe it's 2-2 on Nava. They didn't signal. That's inside ball three. And the count 3-2. Yep, 3-2 is Ethan Gorsak. The plate umpire signals. It looks like the computer they used to update the video board there froze. Here's a line drive up the gap in left center by Nava. Sprinting after it is Sanchez. He won't get it, a base hit. And it drops in. Nava turns first. He hits the second. It's the third extra base hit of the inning for Jersey Shore. And the Blue Claws have a runner at second and two down.
Yeah, three doubles in this inning by Jersey Shore. Nava, he doesn't play all that much, but he's having
a nice
year.
Oh, he can swing the bat, yeah.
He's 8-for-25 now.
I think with him, you know, that working the, you know, running the game with the pitchers is something that they're working with him on. You know, he's young.
Right.
Not, you know, it's not only young, he's inexperienced. You know, he won't turn 21 until October, but he also missed last year with a shoulder injury. So here is Carlos De La Cruz, who takes a breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-1.
They think a lot of him. This
is
a pretty high level for a 20-year-old here. High A.
Especially at catcher.
Yeah.
Where you have a lot of responsibilities besides just hitting. And De La Cruz checks his swing. They throw behind Nava at second, such as base running, and they pick him off. Nice throw by Austin Wells, and they get Nava. The second baseman, Bowman, snuck in and then retires the side. And De La Cruz will lead off in the bottom half of the third. Two runs for the Blue Claws on three hits. There were no errors and nobody left. We played 3-2 Renegades on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore's summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, beautiful night for a ball game. Blue Claws Trail and Hudson, many amazing Blue Claws charities, community partners, as child care resources. And we're joined by Kim Pirelli from Child Care Resources in the booth. Kim, welcome. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks for having me tonight. What a beautiful night.
Anytime. Austin Wells will lead off against Christian Hernandez, left-handed hitting Renegades catcher. And Christian into the line. The first pitch is a breaking ball. Foul tip, bounce back to the screen. And the count is nothing and one. Kim, tell us a little bit about Child Care Resources.
Sure. We're in the child care business, and we help families find and pay for child care.
0-1. Wells rips it foul down the right field line. Go ahead.
There's an organization like ours in all 21 counties throughout the state of New Jersey, and we help families with their child care needs.
High pop behind the plate, and Nava doesn't even turn around. It lands about 20 feet in front of us, and in the back of section 108, count is nothing and two. So you guys work in Monmouth County. Breaking ball, line drive up the gap in left center. Base hit for Wells. Rojas has very good speed. He cuts it off and fires it back in, holding Wells to a single. The throw in squirts by Tatum at second, but Hernandez, the pitcher, is there. Third straight inning with a leadoff base runner for Hudson Valley, and that'll bring up Cooper Bowman. Wells now 1-for-1. He reached on catcher's interference in the first inning. Kim Pirelli is our guest with Child Care Resources. How did you get involved with the organization?
So I started back in 1999. I have been here ever since. I've raised my kids working at Child Care Resources.
That is low 1-0 to Cooper Bowman.
And I understand the importance of quality child care and helping the community in that capacity.
Wells 8-for-8 stealing bases this year. He leads off first. And this pitch grounded down third. Fair ball past the dive of the backhand from D.J. Stewart. Base hit. Wells turns around second. He's going to third. De La Cruz fires it into second, but he can't keep Bowman from sneaking in there with a double. And it's second and third. Nobody out for Hudson Valley. So it's been the beginning of these innings that have hurt Hernandez. Leopoldo's Wells with a base hit of his own. So second and third, nobody out for Tyler Hardman, the right-handed hitting third baseman. Kim Pirelli from Child Care Resources. So how did you guys work? Let's start with the COVID stuff in 2020. How did you guys work trying to help so many different families all over Monmouth County during the COVID shutdown 2 years ago? Hardman hits a hard grounder toward the middle. Martin grabs it on a hop, looks at home, and wisely throws to first. Wells comes in to score. I think Wells kind of waited to see if he should go on that, and Martin thought about getting greedy and took the sure out at first. So it's an RBI ground out for Hardman, his 11th ribby of the year, and it's 4-2 Renegades. Go ahead, Kim.
We authorized care for essential workers. We were able to help them pay for child care while they needed to go to work. They were frontline workers.
Here's a liner down the left field line by Sanchez. It's foul. It's off the sidewall and bounces back into left field. Foul ball.
So we help the essential workers. And another big issue that we are still facing is the realities of child care, dealing with COVID and staffing issues. So yeah, we've been working with them to help get parents back to work.
Aldenis Sanchez ready for the 0-1. Breaking ball low, blocked by Nava, and it's one ball and one strike. So tell us about the diaper drives that you guys do, and I know you collect diapers throughout the year. How did that start?
Yeah, so we know that families coming to us to help with child care, help them pay for child care, that's just the tip of the iceberg. They need lots of things for their family to thrive.
1-1, bouncer down third. Stewart waits on it, backhands behind the bag, fires across in time, and no throw by Materas. Bowman goes second to third. So a ground out by Sanchez, good throw by Stewart. He had to rush that. Not, wasn't it that hard? Bowman ends up going to third on the throw across the diamond. So runner at third, two down. 1-4-2 Hudson Valley in the third. We're talking with Kim Pirelli from Child Care Resources. How many do you collect over the course of, say, a month, a year, whatever?
Oh, well, I can tell you, 2021, in a pandemic, we distributed 95,000 diapers. And we're on par to do three times that this year, which demonstrates the need.
Here's James Nelson, and the pitch by Hernandez cut on a missed breaking ball. We talked last week in an interview that aired on the scoreboard. You said, the need came up because, A, obviously they're very expensive, and then everything is getting a little bit more expensive, but like they're not covered, right, in from some certain government programs?
There is no government safety net program.
Breaking ball, broken bat, grounded to short. Martin comes in to grab it, running throw to first in time. Kim, anything to add?
No, just that please visit our website, ccrnj.org, to get involved. Families and communities need us.
The website for, again, Child Care Resources, ccrnj.org, as Kim said. Kim Pirelli, thank you so much for a few minutes. Go enjoy the rest of the game with your group here tonight.
Many thanks to you.
One run on two hits for Hudson Valley. They extend their lead. No errors, one left. 4-2 for the Renegades. We go to the bottom of the third on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claw Stars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Carlos De La Cruz leading off here for Jersey Shore, and he hits the first pitch of the third inning foul at home plate. It's nothing and one. 4-2 lead for Hudson Valley. Carlos was batting in the bottom of the second inning when Andrick Nava was picked off second base by the catcher Austin Wells. So he leads off here in the third. Had an RBI single yesterday. He's 4 for 14, a home run, 3 RBIs. So he has struck out 7 times in those 14 at bats. Breaking ball outside from the right-hander Beck Way, and the count 1-1. Way is from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Went to junior college in Louisiana. Yankees drafted him in the 4th round last year. Breaking ball outside. Excuse me, 4th round of 2020. Breaking ball outside. And the count is 2-1 on Carlos De La Cruz. 6'8" is Carlos from Yonkers. He went to George Washington High School in New York. Fastball low. And the count 3-1. He lists as his favorite player growing up Manny Ramirez, who, while several years older than Carlos, did go to George Washington High School in New York. 3-1, chopper to short. Waiting on it is Sweeney. Plays it high, fires to first in time. And one away. Got De La Cruz by a step. One up, one down in the third. And here's the center fielder for Jersey Shore, Johan Rojas. So, Tony, that bottom of the second inning, Glucos had 4 hits and 5 batters, 3 doubles. Tatum, an RBI double. Carr, an RBI single. Nick Matera has a home run, a triple, and a double in his last 3 at-bats, dating to the 6th inning yesterday. And here's Rojas, top of the order for Jersey Shore. He's at 193 after grounding out his first time. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, and a count nothing and one. Rojas came to Jersey Shore for a few weeks at the end of last year. Hit 344 in 17 games. He lines this one towards right center, base hit. Over the head of a leaping second baseman, Bowman. The center fielder, Sanchez, cuts it off. Rojas sprinting towards second. He dives in, and he's safe. How about that? Speed by Johan Rojas on a ball that's a single for 97% of minor league players, except maybe the likes of a Roman Quinn type. Rojas flying in a second. He dives in. Another double for Jersey Shore.
Yes, a mere mortal might have been gunned down at second base there, or might not even attempted it, but Rojas just kept on flying.
Yeah, the thing is,
he's there.
He would have just stole second anyway.
That's true.
Here's Ethan Wilson, and he bluffs the third. Oh, fastball for a strike. Ethan must have seen him. I wonder if he kind of waited on that, didn't swing at it because he thought Rojas was trying to swipe third. The shortstop, Sweeney, knows that Rojas can run. He stands right behind him, but Rojas still a pretty good lead off second. Breaking ball low for a strike. And a late call, too, by Gorsak, the plate umpire. And Ethan definitely did not like the call. He kind of turned his head towards the sky a little bit. So instead of 1-1, it's 0-2. And here's the pitch. Fastball bouncing to second. Rojas will go to third. Easy play for Bowman. Throws to first, 2-1. So Greg, the 2-down runner at third for Casey Martin.
Yeah, Rojas just took over the team lead in doubles. He hit his 5th. So he's at third now with 2 outs.
I asked somebody who was here. I got to get an answer on a speed grade for Rojas on the 2080 scale. Here's Casey Martin, fastball high. I mean, it's got to be. It's at least 70. And it might even, I don't know if it's 80, but it might be 75. Homered yesterday. Breaking ball popped this one up in back of third for Hardman. Coming over the shortstop, Sweeney. It's Hardman from third, though, to make the grab, and then retires the side. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 left on. So we have played 3 innings here at Shortown Ballpark. Blue Claws down 4-2 on BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
we've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Ranch, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Hudson Valley 4, Jersey Shore 2. Top of the fourth, here's Tony.
All right, Greg. Hudson Valley 4, run 6 hits, no errors. Jersey Shore 2, 5-1. And righty Christian Hernandez will face 8, 9-1 in the Hudson Valley. Sir Henson and Trey Sweeney and Wagaman, who singled left back in the second, takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Hernandez, the 21-year-old Venezuelan right-hander, fastball high and away. You have two of the better-regarded prospects in both systems pitching tonight. Hernandez, 26th prospect in the Philly system, the 1-1 wide, 2-1, and Way, 22 in the Yankee system, according to the MLB pipeline. And both have been hit around a little bit. Here's the 2-1 to Wagaman. And that's outside. Ball 3-1. Three balls and one strike on Wagaman. Hitting off the top of the fourth. And time is called. Wagaman split the 2021 season between Single-A Tampa and High-A Hudson Valley. Had 220 in those appearances. And takes ball 4. That is the first walk issued tonight by Christian Hernandez.
Fourth straight inning, Tony, where Hudson Valley's had the leadoff man on. That's all 4.
So here's Spencer Henson. He's got the big hit in the ball game. Takes inside ball 1. Blasted a 3-run home run onto the Chick-fil-A Terrace out there in left center in the second. And that has provided the bulk of the Hudson Valley outburst tonight in a 4-2 Renegade lead. Runner dances off first, breaking pitch on the inside corner. 1-1 to Henson. Home run was the first of the season for Spencer. Playing in his 13th game was 46 before that at bat. This year, Wagner off first again, pitches outside. As the Blue Claws now have action in the bullpen, left-hander warming up. Wagaman has not attempted a steal yet this year. The stretch, the 2-1 fastball over on the outside corner, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Henson. Hernandez had 2 strikes on him in the second when he unloaded to deep left center field. Here's the stretch. Wagaman bouncing off first, not going. Swing and a miss. Poured a fastball past him that time, strike 3. And that is the 5th strikeout for Christian Hernandez. Brings the top of the order on the play now. Trey Sweeney, who has reached on an infield hit and flown out. He's 1-for-2, is Sweeney. Sweeney this year hit the first pitch of the season for a home run at Greenville on April the 8th. As we have a conference at the mound now.
Yeah, Keith Werman is out, and they're going to bring in Jordani Mosquito.
So Hernandez is going to leave here with one out in the top of the fourth.
Yeah, I'm sure a pitch count thing. He's at 70, or 69, excuse me. So his day is over. Five strikeouts. And that'll be bring out Jordani Mosquito.
And Greg, whether you want to save for retirement, a checking account with some robust benefits, or a custom loan for your small business, Provident Bank is committed to making it happen. This call to the bullpen brought to you by Provident Bank, which makes a commitment you can count on. Learn more at provident.bank.
Last week, he started. For the Blue Claws in Aberdeen, Hernandez, they skipped him over last time through the rotation, and Mosquito was the starting pitcher, and actually he pitched very well in that ball game. And he's had a pretty good start to this season, 24-year-old. In that game in Aberdeen, four innings, two hits, no runs, one walk, struck out five. Blue Claws did not win the game, but he pitched well. On the year, 11 innings, seven hits, three runs, he's walked four, struck out 11. He pitched for the Blue Claws in 2019 and then 2021. Last year had a 6.09 ERA in 21 games. Actually, if you look at his game log last year, his first appearance last season was for Reading. So you think, well, he started the season with Reading. He actually started the season with the Blue Claws. And then, I don't remember the exact circumstances, but Reading needed a pitcher on the third day of the season. So they sent him up. I think it was something to do with Lehigh Valley was short on guys. Because they had the Phillies needed two guys, so Lehigh lost two, so Reading lost two, so Mosquito went up and started. So he made one appearance for Reading and then pitched the rest of the year with the Blue Claws.
Well, Jordani Mosquito,
rare to get promoted before he even pitched last year.
Faces Trey Sweeney, the Hudson Valley leadoff hitter, lefty on lefty, fastball strike, and it's nothing and one. Sweeney is the number five ranked prospect. In the Yankees system. .11/.49 on the year. Pitch to him is rifled into right field. That's a base hit. And rolling all the way out to the warning track. Heading for third is Wagaman. He will hold up there. And rolling into second with a double is Trey Sweeney, his second hit of the night.
I was looking down at Tyson Blazer, the manager and third base coach, to see what he was going to do with Wagaman kind of late, but he put the stop sign up and probably the right move. Second and third now for the dangerous right-handed hitting Everson already now for Hudson Valley today.
Fourth double of the year for Sweeney. And here is the Yankees number four prospect. Sweeney was number five. Here is Pereira, right-hand hitter, infield coming in now for Jersey Shore. Second and third, one out. The pitch. The lefty deals low inside. It's one ball and no strikes on Pereira, who struck out and has flown out to right. 4-2, Hudson Valley leads. Top of the fourth. Runners at second and third. Pitch is chopped foul down the third baseline.
Tyson Blazer.
And the count is 1-1.
Every time he gets a foul ball, he tosses it into the crowd, and that, which means throwing it over a 32-foot high net, but... He saw a kid with a glove and gives him a souvenir.
The stretch. The 1-1. Check swing, bouncing foul off to the right of the plate. And Mosquito jumps ahead of Pereira. One ball and two strikes. Pereira has a total of 15 career home runs with Hudson Valley. He had 14 last year. And has one this year. The stretch. For the right-hand hitter, the 1-2 pitch, low inside, and it's two balls and two strikes. Pereira is seven shy of tying Dan Gummit for the franchise record of 22. Dan Gummit. Mosquito at the stretch. Runners at second and third, one out. The 2-2. Swing of the drive, deep but curling foul to right, and it is out of play. Plenty of home run distance onto the berm. That didn't miss by much, actually. Tremendous power the other way.
That crew from last week wasn't here.
You want to refer back to that for a second?
Asheville hit a home run two Thursdays ago against Dumbo's foul by about 10 feet.
Again, peering in for the side, second and third, one out. The lefty kicks and throws. That's inside, low ball three, 3-2.
One thing you've seen with these Yankee hitters, the Renegades hitters this week, they don't really chase a lot. And that breaking ball to Perez started right in the middle of the plate, just dove off, and he was not tempted.
Three balls, two strikes, second and third, the pitch. Check swing, he went. Snap the wrist.
Well, just as I say that.
And home plate umpire Ethan Gorsak rings him up. A big strikeout for Giordani. So that's two down. And here comes the ever dangerous Austin Wells. Has hit a home run in three of his last four games, including one here on Tuesday night. And then homered in their prior game before that on Sunday. Wells is officially 1-for-2. Left-hand batter, left-hand pitcher. Fastball high. Wells hit what appeared to be a single to right in the first inning. He did single to left in the third, but in that first inning, catcher's interference was ruled on Andrick Nava, which is an error on the catcher. It takes the hit away from Wells.
It's not an at-bat, though, so it's 0-for-0.
So officially 1-for-1. He hits one high and deep to left. De La Cruz ranging back on the track, reaching up, makes the backhand catch against the fence. A fine catch by the 6'8" Carlos De La Cruz. And he is one of the few outfielders, I think, and certainly in minor league baseball that might have been able to make that play. And he makes it for the final out here in the top of the fourth inning. So no runs. One hit, no errors, and they leave a couple. Bottom of the fourth, Blue Claws trail 4-2 on MILB.TV and BlueClaws.com.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health Advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore's summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Ready to go, bottom of the fourth inning. Tony Graham alongside Greg Giamborisi. Blue Claws will send up 4, 5, and 6. And Nick Matera, McCarthy, Tatum, and Jared Carr to face the Yankees' number 22 prospect in right-hander Beck Way. And the pitch to Matera, who doubled his first time up, is across for a strike. It's nothing and one. Nick at 269. Two homers, a team leading 12 runs batted in. High powering pop up left side. The shortstop, Sweeney, the third baseman, Hardiman is there, and Hardiman in front of Sweeney takes it for out number one.
Matera had a chance for a home run, triple, double, and single, and four straight at bats, but he popped up there, needed the single. Fernandez, Tony. He goes 3 1/3, 4 runs all earned on 6 hits. He walked 1. He struck out 5.
McCarthy, Tatum doubled home a run back in the second. Pitch to him. Check swing, breaking ball, strike. It's nothing and one. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Hudson Valley. 2-5-1 for the Blue Claws. They racked up 4 hits in that second inning. Swing and a miss. 3 of them doubles. But a double play ball right in the middle there. Hurt the Blue Claws. Ground ball double play. Should say 2 of them doubles. Swinging a foul off to the right. And the count is remaining at 0-2. On Tatum. Righty on righty, the pitch high inside. It's 1-2. 22-year-old right-hander Beck Way came in tonight holding the lead to a batting average of 176. And here's a swing and a miss, strike 3. Tatum is out. That's only his second strikeout. I say only because coming in tonight, he had struck out 21 in 5 innings. Had yielded 2 home runs. This is his 23rd professional game. Overall, 5-3, a 3.94 ERA. Faces the speedy Jared Carr. 2 outs, nobody on. And the lefty out of Shepherd College in West Virginia takes inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Way. The pitch is on the way, and it's fouled off to the left. And it's 1-1 on Carr. He ripped an RBI hit back in that second inning. And the pitch to him. Breaking ball in there for a strike. It's 1-2. Jared at 167. No homers, 3 runs batted in. He does have 8 steals. 9-54 on the year. Swings and bounces a foul off to the right. And the count holds at 1-2 on Carr. Way rocks into motion. High pop fly foul down the third baseline. That'll reach the seats. And the count holds at 1-2 on Jared Carr. 13th pick by the Phillies in the 2021 draft. Shepherd University is where he played his college ball. He's from Martinsburg, West Virginia. Like I said, Shepherd College. Excusez-moi. Pitch to the plate, fastball high, and it's 2-2. Made his pro debut with Clearwater last year, 277, did hit 4 home runs, stole 7 bases. The 2-2 is laced foul off third, and the count holds at 2-2. Carr's got tremendous speed. When he gets aboard, he's always a threat to go. Those 8 steals, he has not been caught. Full motion windup by the Yankee farmhand. The pitch of the plate inside, and the count is full at 3-2 on Jared Carr. If he can keep it going, the DJ Stewart would be next. The 3-2 pitch is strike 3 called outside corner. Carr thought he had a walk, flips the bat away in dismay, and turns and gives a glare at plate umpire Ethan Gorsak. After being the third strikeout victim of Way here in the bottom in the game, here in the bottom of the fourth. Nothing for the Blue Claws in the bottom of the fourth. We go to the fifth. They trail at 4-2 on MILB.TV and BlueClaws.com.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club Home Run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claustas experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Alongside the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Chamberisi, I'm Tony Graham. Welcome back to Short Town Ballpark in Lakewood, New Jersey. We go to the top of the fifth. Hudson Valley, the Yankees affiliate, leads Phillies affiliate Jersey Shore 4-2. And Jordani Mosquito, who came on in the fourth inning, will face 4, 5, and 6 in the Renegades lineup. Starting off with Cooper Bowman, the second baseman, and the pitch is down the pike for a strike. It's nothing and one on the Yankees' number 25 prospect in the system, according to MLB Pipeline. Time is called. Bowman, all second team when he was at Louisville. Played 2 seasons at Iowa Western Community College before transferring to Louisville. His only season there, about a .293 with 8 home runs. The pitch to Cooper is in there for a strike, and it's nothing and two. Last year had an 11-game on-base streak to start the season. I'm sorry, that was this year, as you were. Strike 3 called. He's not going to be on base that time, and he is retired. That's one away. Bowman is out. Second strikeout for Giordani. That 11-game hit streak to start this season was snapped in Brooklyn and included the last game of 2021. So here is Tyler Hardman, right-hand hitter. Swung on a line to left, right at big Carlos De La Cruz, and he bags it for out number 2. Hit well, but De La Cruz had to make maybe one step to his right for the put out, 2 down. Here is Aldenis Sanchez, the center fielder tonight, has doubled and grounded out 1-for-2, hitting a .229, a homer, 9 runs batted in on the season now, 16-470.
Something got loose in right center field. And it looked like it was just a baseball that some kids were playing catch with on the grass berm out there. Johan Rojas had to run over and grab it. So they wait for him. Now it's Thursday. So, you know, we've seen different delays for things like, you know, cups of beer, sandals, hats.
Hardman takes low for a ball. It's 1-0.
That was just some kids out there playing on the berm. Phillies up 5-0, bottom of the third. They scored 4 in the first off Taijuan Walker.
And here's the 1-0. Late swing and a foul off to the right.
Aaron Nola on the mound. And what Tony's kind of become a sneaky important series, even though it's still the first week of May.
Yeah, I consider it a big series, really. Because I consider every series a big series. I'm a little tense, you know. The pitch to the plate, last foul off to the right, and the count is 1 ball and 2 strikes on Sanchez. Right-hand hitter steps out. Luck in by Mosquito, and Giordani's pitch, fastball, sails high and away, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez had a 26-game on-base streak broken this April at Rome, dating back to July of last year. The pitch to him inside, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. During that span, he was 37-for-92, a .402 average, couple of home runs. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 gone, double down, top 5. Blue Claws down 4-2. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. And a breaking ball, strike 3. So Jordani Mosqueda, who came on in the top of the fifth inning, racks up his third strikeout and dispatches Hudson Valley 1-2-3 here in the fifth. We go to the bottom half. Blue Claws trail 4-2 on MILB.TV and BlueClaws.com.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the large...
Alongside Greg Gianmarisi, Tony Graham with you. Bottom of the fifth, and a new pitcher on, right-hander for Hudson Valley, Jonathan Munoz. He's 22 years old, 5'10", 200 pounds, from Venezuela. Has been a pro since 2016. Ready to pitch high inside to DJ Stewart, as he will go against 7, 8, and 9 in the Jersey Shore lineup. Stewart, who hit into a double play in the second inning. He's 0-for-1. Time called momentarily. Munoz, no record, of 6-10 ERA in 5 games. And that nicks Stewart, and he'll take a base. So he's a leadoff base runner in the bottom of the fifth. 10 and a third thus far this year for Munoz. 8 hits, 7 runs. They were earned a home run. He has struck out 4, as you were. He has struck out 10 and walked 4. There you go. And the league hitting .222 against him. Brings up the left-hand youngster, 20-year-old catcher Andrick Nava, who doubled his first time up. And then he was picked off to end that second inning. Runner goes. The pitch is low and away. The throw to second on a hop. Late. Stolen base for DJ. His not been caught. And the running Blue Claws swipe another one. They came in tonight. 55 steals on the year. Second in the Sally League to Hudson Valley's 60. They didn't waste any time there getting in scoring position. The pitch to Andrick lined in the right field toward the line. That's a base hit. Stewart rolling around third. He's heading home. Novick on his way to second. The throw on a hop slide. Tag. He's safe. Bang, bang play at second. Called safe by base umpire Jesse Bush. And that is going to bring Tyler Glazer bolting out of the Renegades dugout to talk about that call. The throw appeared to have him beat, but chalk it up as a double for Andrick Nava, who is now 2-for-2 and 9-for-26 on the season.
What'd you think?
I thought he was out.
Yeah, so did I. I'm going to slow it down here on the MLB TV replay in a moment.
The second double.
So, by the way, that stolen base for Stewart, his seventh of the year, right, which is one more than he had all of last year between Clearwater and the Blue Claws, and this season's only a month old.
So it's a 4-3 ball game now. Blue Claws within a run, have the tying run at second with Nobody out. And number nine hitter, De La Cruz at the plate. He grounded out his first time up. Righty on righty. Slider over for a strike. It's nothing and one. De La Cruz in his seventh game is 4-for-15 now on the season. Pitch to the big man is coming now. Way outside.
So as I look at the replay, Tony, it's tough to tell from this angle because Nava slid on the home plate side of the bag, and my guess is that Jesse Bush said that he got around the tag that way by sliding to his left side of the bases. He's running from first.
Foul out of play to the right.
It is it's pretty tough to tell, although it does appear that he was out, but it's not the easiest call to make on the replay from here just because of the angle from which Nava slid, but I'm pretty sure he was out.
The stretch, the pitch, swing, line drive, over short to the left field to base hit. Nava had to hold up to make sure the ball would not be flagged, and he stops at third, and the Blue Claws have a run in and runners at the corners with nobody out here as they have jumped on reliever Jonathan Munoz here in the bottom of the fifth. It's a 4-3 ball game. Hudson Valley leads, and the Blue Claws at the top of the order. Nava at third, catcher running. De La Cruz at first. Now, Carlos has not attempted to steal this year. Let's see what he does as he edges out off first. Here is Johan Rojas, top of the order. The pitch to Rojas, the Phillies' number four prospect in the system, and it's a strike called, nothing and one.
De La Cruz had 5 last year and has 14 in his career, if you're wondering.
Johan 1-for-2 with a hustle double his last at bat. Runner goes, the pitch swung on, hit high and deep. Left field, Nelson going back. He's going to have room, a foot shy of the track. Now on the track, hauls it in. Nava tags and scores. It's a sacrifice fly, and this game is tied at 4. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, De La Cruz holds on at first.
I thought for a second he might have gotten enough. Just like, I guess he got a little bit underneath it. Nava easily able to score. Couldn't score on De La Cruz's base hit, as you said, Tony, because he had to make sure it got through, but he's able to come home on the sack fly. And Blue Claws trailed this game 3-0 and 4-2. They've come back to tie it at 4, and now they're in the bullpen, and another impressive renegade starter out of the game.
The pitch to Ethan Braun. He is 0-for-2, flied out, grounded out.
They could be in a worse spot if you're Jersey Shore. We'll see if they put Carlos in motion. He was going on the sack fly.
The stretch, there he goes. The pitch swung on, skied out to center. Sanchez drifting back to his right, makes the catch. And he thought there were 3 outs.
He
made me do a double take, but he was jogging in. De La Cruz was on his way back to first, so that's 2 down.
You know, I looked down myself in the scoreboak to make sure.
Where's he going?
Pretty sure. He's lucky that that wasn't like a fly ball to the warning track that he tosses into the crowd, which we've seen before. Not here, but you've seen it in the big leagues every now and then.
Here's Casey at the bat. Pitches a strike, throw down to first, not in time.
Now,
pitch was called a ball, excuse me.
We'll see if De La Cruz is going. Now he's got to catch his breath. he sprinted down to second a couple of times already this inning, only to have to go back on flyouts.
Casey has struck out and lined out. He's 0-for-2. Swings and fouls it off to the right, and it's 1-1. Martin's had a good series, 2 doubles and a home run in this series. Batting average sitting at 205. Overall 16-for-78. Snap throw to first, close, safe. As De La Cruz, all 6'8" of him, reached out, got to the bag before the throw and the tag. By the first baseman Henson. 1-1 on Casey, the pitch. Fastball strike on the outside corner. It's 1-2. So the Blue Claws have hopped on reliever Jonathan Munoz here for the game-tying run in the bottom of the fifth. We are all even at four. Both teams in the bullpen now. Topper towards second, fielded there by Bowman, makes the throw to first in time to retire Martin, and the side is retired. But the Blue Claws get even. Two runs on two hits. No errors. They leave one. We go to the six. Blue Claws 4, Hudson Valley 4 on MILB.TV and BlueClaws.com.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claustas experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Top of the sixth inning in a new ball game here at Shoretown Ballpark. Blue Claws 4 and Hudson Valley 4. Jordani Mesquita, who got the last two outs of the fourth inning and threw 1-2-3 fifth. He's retired 5 in a row after giving up a double to Trey Swinney in the fourth inning. He's back out there for Jersey Shore, and he'll face the bottom third for Hudson Valley. James Nelson, Eric. So here's James Nelson, who swings through a fastball, and the count is nothing and one. So, Tony, we're talking between innings. Andrick Nava has really impressed with the bat.
Absolutely.
Had that RBI double there to tie the game, and he has two doubles in the ball game here tonight. Nelson tips one foul behind the plate. Nelson is from Rex, Georgia. Population 11,000 in the northwest part of Atlanta, and he takes a changeup there a little bit low. And the count, 1-2. Drafted by the Red Sox out of high school, didn't sign. Played a couple years with the Marlins, now in his second year in the Yankee system. 1-2 on the right-handed hitter, pitched by Mesquita, fouled back. Jordani drafted in 2017 in the eighth round from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, but he grew up most of his life in the Dominican Republic, and that's where he lives in the offseason. But his parents had moved briefly to Lancaster, and he was in high school there. So ineligible to sign an international contract. Swinging a miss, he strikes Nelson out on a breaking ball. Strike 3, 1 away. And for Mesquita, that is strikeout number 4. So in 2017, the Phillies had actually tried to sign him to an international contract, and it got rejected by Major League Baseball because he was in a U.S. high school. He was thus draft eligible, but a lot of people and teams didn't necessarily realize that. Here's Wagaman, and he fouls it off to the right, 0-1. So the Phillies took him in the eighth round and gave him a bonus about what they would have given him had he signed his international contract. Spent a year in the Gulf Coast League, year in Williamsport, and then made it to Lakewood in 2019, and seemingly he's never left. Check swing, fouled back into the screen by Wagaman, and the count 0-2.
He owns a house around the corner, right?
He might as well, yeah. Luklaus gets somebody up in the bullpen in right field. He's pitched well this year. He was up and down last year. He's been definitely better this year. Fastball high, and the count 1-2. Carlos Francisco, I think, is the right of this series. 1-2 on Wagaman. And the pitch by Mosqueda hit high in the air, shallow left center. Out goes Martin. Tough for him. Racing in De La Cruz on the run to get there and make the catch. 6'8", closing with those giant strides. And there are two men away.
You know, you hope De La Cruz can hit enough, but as you say, Greg, he can cover the ground. He has that tremendous length. He can take extra bases away.
He's got a good arm.
Has a strong arm. And
I mean, he can hit it. And when he hits it, it goes. The question is, just, is he going to make enough contact?
Yeah.
Here's Spencer Henson with a three-run home run in the second inning. And he takes a fastball in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. 4-4 game, bottom of the fifth. 4-4 game, top of the sixth. Blue Claws in the bottom half will have Matera, Tatum, and Carr. As Matera tries to go for that two-game cycle. Here's the 0-1. Grounder soft and short. Martin charges, and he boots it. It goes right under his glove, and that'll be an error on Casey Martin. Yeah, E6 on Casey. Had a slower runner there in Henson, too. And the normally very sure-handed Martin makes an E6. So runner at first and two out. And that'll bring up a dangerous hitter in Trey Sweeney. Yankees' first-round pick last year. He's got two hits tonight, and he doubled off Mosqueda in the fourth inning.
Third error of the season on Casey. You know, he'll make them every now and then, but he's been playing tremendously this year. Sure.
Everybody's going to make them now and then. Fastball outside of the count, 1-0. You just hope to make them with two out, nobody on, right? As opposed to like a leadoff batter with runners in scoring positions.
There's no good time, but that's the best time.
Yeah. Second error of the day for the Blue Claws. The other was catcher's interference on Andrick Nava in the first inning. Fastball outside of the count, 2-0. Now, one thing, Tony, we've seen with Mosqueda, and he's been here for two full seasons plus this one now, he can be very erratic within outings. So he'll just coast through parts of an outing and then just everything 2-0 pitch, ripped but foul. Down first off the netting above the Buchlans bullpen and the count 2-1. So sometimes you just have to kind of nurse him through spots. And this is one of those times. Tie game top 6-4-4. Trying to pitch around the error. Breaking ball ground to the second. Should be easy there for Tatum. Scoops it up, turns, tosses to first. And one of the tallest second basemen in minor league baseball. 4-3 on the ground. That he's 6'5". No runs, no hits, one error, and one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tied at four on BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Beck Way, the starter for Hudson Valley, came out of the game and immediately got two runs off of his replacement, Jonathan Munoz. So it's 4-4 as we go to the bottom half of the sixth. Blue Claws have played very well here at Shoretown Ballpark. Remember, they lost the first three, but since then they've won seven of their last eight here in Lakewood. And they've won six in a row as well. Here's Nick Matera to face Munoz for the first time, and he takes inside. So Way went four innings, two runs on four hits. Munoz gave up two runs on two hits there in the fifth. RBI double by Andrick Nava, sack fly by Johan Rojas. It's 1-0 on Matera, who pops it up behind the plate out of play. Nick doubled in the second inning, popped up the third in the fourth. In the last 2 days, he has a double, a triple, and a homer. And a triple and home run last night, his second home run of the year, the first triple of his career. Matera, cool story, Tony, in the Philly system. Mm-hmm. He's played for everybody.
Right, yeah.
Breaking ball, check, swing, and he went around. And the count 2-2. The Gulf Coast Phillies, the Williamsport Crosscutters, Clearwater, Lakewood, Jersey Shore, Redding, and Lehigh Valley. And you notice we give him credit for both Lakewood and Jersey Shore. So, breaking ball low in the count 2-2.
So he plays for a franchise that no longer exists.
I mean, to be fair, there are a few guys on this team that were here in the Lakewood era in 2019, mm-hmm. but you know he's played at all the levels of the system. And that is outside corner for a ball, says the catcher Wells. He was ready to throw it down to first run around the horn, but they called it a ball, Ethan Gorsak. I'll tell you what, I don't know that I've ever seen a tougher umpire to figure out whether a pitch is going to be a strike or a ball than Ethan Gorsak. Breaking ball grounded to third. Two hops for Hardman, throws across in time, one away. So Matera grounds out, he's one out of three, and that'll bring up the second baseman, McCarthy Tatum. And actually, Tony, he played last year one game on a rehab in the Florida Complex League, so he's also played for both the FCL. Here is Tatum, who had an RBI double in the second inning. Pitch on the way by Munoz is outside of the count. One ball, no strikes. Jersey Shore will go to the pen for the seventh. And again, I think that's Carlos Francisco down there. And here's a high fly ball out into left. Nelson drifting back. He's got room in front of the track. Backpedaling to the edge of the warning track to make the catch. Tatum retired for out number two. Luklaus Baseball is brought to you by Charlie's Pizza, New Jersey's best pizza. Three great locations in Manchester, Tom's River, and Lakewood, plus a fourth one right here at Shoretown Ballpark. Visit charliespizza.com for more. Charlie's Pizza, the official pizza of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Here is Jared Carr, who's been a spark plug of sorts at times this year for the Blue Claws. Had an RBI single in the second inning, and he takes a called strike on the outside corner, his third ribby of the year. That was part of a two-run second. It always, every time the Blue Claws have kind of a big inning or a key inning, it feels like Carr's involved. And he takes that one low, two balls, and one ball and one strike.
He can be a force on the bases, no doubt about that.
He's got eight stolen bases on the year. Wild pitch from the Blue Claws bullpen, but they play on, breaking ball high, and a count 2-1. And it rolls around behind home plate. One of the bat boys grabs it in the seventh. It'll be a dangerous trio to face the new pitcher. Everson Pereira, Austin Wells, Cooper Bowman, 2-3-4. 2-1, the count on Carr, and he lifts it down third, foul out of play, 2-2. Just a gorgeous night here at Shoretown Ballpark. Beautiful Thursday. Blue Claws will be gone for 2 weeks. They'll go to Winston-Salem, and that is indeed Carlos Francisco. They'll go to, Bowling Green and then Wilmington. And then they'll be back here on the 24th to play Greenville. Curveball inside. And the count is full. Jared Carr, three balls and two strikes. 4-4 here in the seventh. Four runs, seven hits, no errors for Hudson Valley. Four runs, seven hits, two errors for the Blue Claws. Here's the payoff pitch to Carr. It's in, and that'll be ball four. Send him?
Oh, that's okay. Is that a serious question? So I'm Hudson Valley here. I'm pitching out on the first pitch.
I don't know if anybody pitches out anymore. I haven't seen one all year. Carr leads off first. Good lead as usual. He's going. Fastball low. Throw to second on target, and they got him. He tries to dive around the tag by the second baseman, Bowman, but Carr is caught stealing for the first time this season. Good throw by Austin Wells. He's thrown out 10 potential base stealers this year in 32 attempts, and that was a good throw. Caught stealing goes 2-4, and DJ Stewart will lead off in the bottom of the seventh. No runs, no hits, and nobody left. We've played six. We're tied at four. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, laser vision correction, and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Carlos Francisco takes over for Jersey Shore. We start the seventh inning in a 4-4 game. Excellent outing for Jordani Mosqueda. He went 2 2/3 innings. No runs, one hit, no walks, and he struck out 4. So here's Francisco, a 22-year-old right-hander from Bayamón, Puerto Rico, turned 23 on July 2nd. 2-3-4 for Hudson Valley in a 4-4 game. Pereira takes a fastball for a strike. 93 in the scoreboard gun, so probably 97, and it's 0-1. Francisco, on the year, 8 innings, 4 hits, 6 earned runs. He's walked 6. He struck out 10. 0-1. Check swing and a good slider. He went around. And the count 0-2. Francisco gave up 2 runs in 3 straight appearances before his last outing in Aberdeen last week when he threw a scoreless inning. 0-2. Inside, almost hit him. And it's a ball and 2 strikes. So 4-4, top 7. Everson Pereira, the batter, he's 0-3. He has legitimate pop, though. 14 homers in 27 games with Hudson Valley last year, including 3 in one game in Greenville, fastball high. And they're in Greensboro, fastball high, and the count is 2-2. To be fair, 3 homers in Greensboro is like, 2.2 anywhere. No, I'm just kidding. That's obviously a great game. That is high, 3-2. So Francisco, who got ahead of Pereira here, no balls and 2 strikes, is now full here at 3-2. Leadoff man in the seventh inning of a 4-4 game. Fastball, ball 4, missed outside. And that is a walk. 0-2, walking the leadoff batter in a tie game. Pereira yet to attempt to steal. He's at first. Here's the catcher, Austin Wells, who has a hit and 2 at-bats tonight. Plus, he reached on catcher's interference in the first inning, so he's 1-2. We missed it. I totally missed it live.
Yeah.
I watched the replay. He smacked Nava's glove right off his hand. And that one fouled away, third base side, out of play. It's nothing and 1. That's very dangerous for the catcher. I remember Rafael Marchand, when he was here, took one of those in a game against West Virginia, and he missed 2 weeks or so. And, you could easily break your hand on that. 0-1, Francisco throws to first. Nick Matera playing first today. He's only done that a handful of times as a pro. McCarthy Tatum playing second today. He's only done that once as a pro last week. 0-1 pitch. Inside, off the mid of the backhand from Nava, back to the screen. Sprinting down to second goes Pereira. That'll be a wild pitch. So Francisco threw 2 strikes to start the inning, then he ended up walking Pereira, and then throws a wild pitch to move him down to second, and he's there with nobody out, a 1-1 count on the former Yankee first round pick, Austin Wells. So here's the 1-1. Wells pops it up off third. Will it stay in play for Stewart? Approaching the Renegade dugout, reaches, and it hits the netting out of play. So just a little bit too far out of the reach there of Stewart. And the count is 1-2. So 1-2 on Wells. Nobody out. Go ahead, run at second here in the seventh. Francisco out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swinging back on it. Wilson back to the track at the wall. Reaches up, and he makes the catch right on the wall. Tagging at second is Pereira. Goes to third. They throw to second. I don't know if they're going to appeal that. I don't know. Maybe not here. Pitcher would have to get the ball and step off anyway. But a flyout for Wells, and there's one down.
That crack of the bat, I had serious doubts if Wilson was going to be able to catch up to that. I thought it might go over his head, and he made a fine catch right up against the wall on a dead run.
Yeah, that was a good play. Bluegloss have to bring the infield in. Cooper Bowman is the batter out of the University of Louisville. And the pitch, swing and a bouncer foul. Bowman, Tony's from Rapid City, South Dakota. You know what they call that?
City of Presidents?
The City of Presidents. They actually have...
That's because you told me that last night.
No, sorry. They have statues of every president in the city, and they have like a little walking tour. Here's the 0-1 fastball strike. 0-2. Like, you know, go down past the gap, make a left, and there's Teddy Roosevelt. And it's not that far from the mountains there where Mount Rushmore is in the western part of South Dakota.
He's probably shooting a wild buffalo. Get out of the way.
0-2 on Bowman. Pitch. Check swing. I fastball. Did he go? No. Says the base umpire, Jesse Bush. And the count 1-2. 4-7-0 over 4-7-2. 4-4 game, top seven. Pereira the runner at third. Francisco out of the stretch. Here's the 1-2. Swinging a ground and a short. Backhand Martin throws to the plate. Low pick by Nava. And he runs back the runner Pereira towards third. He tags him out. Two down. Well, I'll tell you what. Nava bailed out Martin with a low throw. And he picked it, applying the tag on Pereira, who knew he was toast anyway. And there are two men away. That'll be a fielder's choice to allow Bowman to reach base. 6-2 on the putout. And that one, Martin will get an assist, but really Nava deserves both the assist and the putout. Great play.
He did, yeah.
Two down. So that erases essentially the leadoff walk. Runner at first, two out. Here's Hardman. And Francisco just missed high with a fastball. The count 1-1, no strikes.
Now Bowman is their base stealing leader with 12. He's been caught once.
Nava has thrown out 1 out of 11 this year. Not a big lead, though, at first by Bowman. Now he darts off the base. Fastball way outside, backhand by Nava. 2-0. In the bottom of the seventh, Munoz will stay in for the Renegades. He'll face DJ Stewart, Nava, and De La Cruz. Nava has 2 doubles in this game. He's been involved a lot tonight, as you often are behind the plate. But at the plate, Nava with 2 hits and a ribby and a run scored. Fastball inside, 3-0. Stewart was batting when Carr got thrown out trying to steal second to end the sixth. If Hardman were to get on, that would move Bowman into scoring position and bring up Aldene Sanchez, who has 1 hit and 3 at-bats thus far today. Here's the 3-0, way outside, ball 4. Sprinting down to second goes Bowman. And just in case Nava was a little slow getting after that, which he wasn't. So that'll be a walk and the second of the inning for Carlos Francisco, and bring to the plate the center fielder, Aldene Sanchez. And it'll bring Brad Bergeson, the pitching coach, out to the mound to have a quick word. Good to have Bergie back, Tony. Really nice guy. He was with the Blue Claws in 2018 under Marty Malloy, and part of that pitching staff that led the minor leagues in shutout, or he led the pitching staff that led the minors in shutouts that year. And the Blue Claws had Matt Hockenberry, of course, the last 2 seasons. And Hock and Brad just flipped spots in 2022 with Matt going up to Double-A Redding, where he is with Sean Williams, and Brad comes back here to work with. So runners at first and second here with two down. And Aldenis Sanchez, a right-handed batter in a 4-4 game. First pitch by Francisco is taken low for a ball. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Do you remember how many shutouts the Blue Claws threw that year? Fastball swing and a miss, and Sanchez to retie his shoes after that one. A big cut. He was going for that three-run home run. 23 shutouts in 138 games. They won the shutout race by four. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Francisco. On the inside corner, called strike. Sanchez not happy, and he steps out, kind of flicks his hand up in the air in frustration. And the count, 1-2.
2018.
23 shutouts in 2018.
Yeah, Spencer Howard on that team.
Yeah, that doesn't include
Jonathan Hennigan.
That doesn't include Howard's playoff. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball low for a ball. Very close. A couple of Blue Claws started to take some steps. Maybe half the Blue Claws started to take some steps toward the dugout. And I guess that was low.
Kyle Doey on that club. Connor Brogdon.
Yeah, that was a good team. Runners dart off of first and second. 2-2 pitch on the outside corner for a ball. And the count is full at 3-2.
Raymond Russell, who made the big leagues. David Parkinson. Will Stewart.
Yeah.
Later traded.
Yeah. Action of the Blue Claws bullpen. So 3-2. Runners will go first and second. Pitch. Fastball popped up, foul behind the plate, out of play. And the count remains full at 3-2. So 4-4 game, top half of the seventh. At first and second here, two men down. Francisco is struggling a bit. Has to get one more out to get through this inning. He's up to 24 pitches, only 10 strikes. And J.P. Woodward is throwing. Here's the 3-2. Runners go again. Pitch on the way. On the inside corner. Got him looking. Strike three. And once again, Aldenis Sanchez punched out. And that retires the side. So Francisco made everybody sweat it out there in the seventh, but he gets through it. No runs, no hits. Two walks and two laps. Stretch time in Shoretown. Jersey Shore 4, Hudson Valley 4. Bottom 7 coming up on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Four game. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning here at Shoretown Ballpark. And the seventh inning stretch is brought to you by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, the official physical therapy provider of TCenter.com. So, Tony, a high wire act there for Carlos Francisco. And he got through it in the seventh. So, 4-4. Blue Claws coming to bat here with a chance to take what would be their first lead of the game. They'll have DJ Stewart, Edric Navin, and Carlos De La Cruz against Jonathan Munoz in his third inning. Buklaus got two off of Munoz in the fifth. An RBI double by Navin and a sac fly by Johan Rojas. J.P. Woodward, the left-hander, warming up in the bullpen now for Jersey Shore. He'll come on for the top half of the eighth inning, and he'll face the bottom third of the Renegade lineup, and hopefully he'll do it with a lead. That'll be up to Stewart, Nava, and De La Cruz. Stewart grounded into a double play in the second inning and then was hit by a pitch, stole second, and scored in the fifth. Nava's 2-for-2, two doubles and an RBI and a run scored, and De La Cruz has a base hit as well for the Blue Claws here tonight. Greg, so Munoz finishes up his warm-up, tosses, and Stewart strides towards the plate. Tony will give us a Phillies update. No, he will not. He will give us a threshold. Oh, no, what do we got? We have both. I don't know what you have up, but what do you got?
We can do it all. Multitasking. Phillies lead the Mets 7-0, top of the sixth. Aaron Nola has a one-hitter going. Bryce Harper, Nick Castellanos, home runs. We'll start the affiliate scoreboard. Clearwater leads at the now in 9-7. They just got four in the top of the sixth.
Stewart bloops one of the air off the end of the bat into center. Sanchez starts back. Now he has to race in, but he gets there to make the catch, and there's one away.
Bottom of the seventh at Syracuse. Lehigh Valley leads the Mets affiliate 8-2 in that contest. And Reading and Portland playing two tonight. Portland, a makeup from last night, the second game. Portland won the first game 5-1. 2021 Blue Claw Noah Skiro took the loss.
And that one inside skips back behind the screen. And the count on Nava is one ball and no strikes.
Second game, Portland leads 3-1. Reading does not have a hit as it bats in the top of the sixth inning. It had four hits in the first game.
And a miss by Nava, one ball and one strike.
So Reading on the verge here in the seven-inning game.
It happens.
No hit, yeah.
Hendrick has his third two-hit game of the year today. He swings through a fastball there in the count 1-2. 20-year-old from Venezuela.
Yeah, you look at his numbers, Greg. He's hit wherever he's been. Now, he hasn't been many places. He's only 20 years old, but
he's hit. You know, last year he missed the whole year with a shoulder injury. Here's a line drive base hit out into right field. So for Hendrick Nava, his first three-hit game is a Blue Claw. That's the go-ahead run on at first for Jersey Shore, leading off here in the seventh. Oh, sorry, with one out here in the seventh. And last year, he played two games. He had a shoulder injury. So, and then 2020, nobody played. But, you know, he wouldn't be if they didn't like him at that age. Here's Carlos De La Cruz. Outfield backs up, and the center fielder, Sanchez, shifts over towards left center. Nava, not really a threat to steal. He's at first. Pitch on the way, cut on him, missed a breaking ball. The count is 0-1 on Carlos.
Two doubles and a single tonight for Nava. He's not a big guy, but he's a stocky guy. 5'11", 215.
Another breaking ball to De La Cruz. Misses outside. It's 1-1. Carlos, 5 out of 16 so far this year. He was activated on April 23rd in the lineup on April 24th off the development list. 1-1 the count. And the pitch, breaking ball again, tip foul at home plate. He gets a steady diet of breaking balls. And, you know, you can understand why. He does have legitimate power. You know, sometimes the players that are so tall, and again, he's 6'8", they have a bigger strike zone, and that can be, you know, tough to deal with at times. He needs to make more contact. 1-2, another breaking ball. That's low. So Munoz has thrown De La Cruz four straight curveballs to start this at bat. And the count, two balls and two strikes. And as a non-drafted free agent, was going to go play in a summer league. And the Phillies signed him at a high school in 2017. 2-2 pitch is on the inside corner, strike three. So it took until the fifth pitch of the at bat for De La Cruz to get a fastball. And he thought it was inside, but he's punched out. So two down, here's Johan Rojas. And for Jonathan Munoz, his first strikeout. He's in his third inning of work. Rojas has had a good night. He doubled in the third. Sac fly in the fifth that Tony and I both thought had a chance to go.
It's been a good spot to lay one now, not with two outs, as you were.
Breaking ball way outside of the count is one ball, no strikes. Now, Nava at first is not the fastest runner. No. Obviously, he'll be going on contact with two outs, but I wouldn't say it's a guarantee that he scores on an extra base hit. It has to depend where it goes. 1-0 is curveball low. Good night. And the count 2-0 on Johan Rojas. J.P. Woodward ready in the bullpen for the Blue Claws, the left-hander, who will come on and pitch in the eighth inning. 4-4 the score. And Rojas takes that one a little bit low. And the count now 3 balls and no strikes. On deck, Ethan Wilson. Left-handed hitter awaits if Rojas gets on. Here's the 3-0 fastball. Takes it all the way right down the middle for a strike. So 3-1 on Rojas in a 4-4 game, bottom of the seventh, and he hits a fly ball to center. Medium depth, Sanchez drifts in, makes the grab, and he got it off the end of the bat. So Rojas flies out, and that retires the Blue Claws here in inning number 7. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. We head into the eighth inning, Shorttown Ballpark. J.P. Woodward coming in 4-4 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new...
One has cancer. You need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
J.P. Woodward, the new pitcher for the Blue Claws. 4-4 game. We start the eighth. And the call of the bullpen is brought to you by Provident Bank. With Provident Bank mobile banking, you can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks on the couch, pay bills from the train. Transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch necessary. Learn more at provident.bank. Carlos Francisco goes one eventful inning. He walked the leadoff batter after getting ahead in the count, nothing in two. No runs, no hits, 2 walks, and 2 left. First pitch of the eighth to James Nelson is low from the left-hander, J.P. Woodward. And the count is 1 ball and no strikes. Woodward out of Lafayette, a fastball, I don't know, I guess outside. 2 balls and no strikes on Nelson, who's 0 for 3. J.P. works quick, pitch, I guess outside. And the count, 3 balls and no strikes. 6'6". 23-year-old left-hander from Baltimore, and the 3-0 is definitely outside, ball 4. So the Blue Claws have walked the leadoff batter in back-to-back innings, not a 4-pitch walk, and Hudson Valley has had the leadoff man on base in 6 of the 8 innings tonight, although the leadoff man has only scored for them twice. There's Eric Wagaman, but that is the exact opposite of what you want. You can't walk the leadoff batter in a tie game in the 8th inning on 4 pitches. Here's Wagaman. Albeit, to be fair. Here's a liner up the middle. Picked on a hop by Tatum. Shovels to Martin. 1. Tosses to first for 2. 5th double play of the series. And McCarthy Tatum looking like Frankie Frisch over there in just his second game at second base. 2 down. I was going to say, to be fair to Woodward, 2 of the pitches he threw to Nelson that were called balls were strikes. But it doesn't matter now. 2 away. And that'll bring up Spencer Henson. JP's pitch, swing and a miss. Henson got Christian Hernandez in the second inning. He left a 1-2 fastball over the middle of the plate, crushed for a three-run homer. His first home run of the season. RBIs 3, 4, and 5. And he lifts this one off first, foul out of play. Luklaus will have 2, 3, 4 in the bottom of the eighth. Ethan Wilson, Casey Martin, and Nick Matera against a new pitcher for the Renegades. So Jonathan Munoz, 3 innings, 2 runs. His day is over. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball cued off the end of the bat to the right side. It squirts through into right field, the base in. So Henson singles with two out, and that'll bring up the leadoff man, Trey Sweeney. JP was born in Red Bank. Grew up in, spent a couple of years, he said, in Connecticut, and then most of his childhood in Baltimore. Went to Lafayette. This year, 7 games, and he is 2-1, 8 2/3 innings, 14 hits, 10 runs. He's walked 4. And he struck out 14. And the first pitch is a called strike. Woodward gave up 2 runs and 2/3 of an inning against Asheville on the 24th, and then 3 runs in 1 inning last week in Aberdeen on the 29th. Here's the 0-1. It's bounced foul behind the plate, and the count is 0-2.
Henson, not a threat to steal, apparently, has not attempted any this year. This is his 13th game.
Tara holds him on. 0-2 on the former first-round pick, Trey Sweeney. Breaking ball. Hard shot to first. It gets by Matera and down the right field line for a base hit. Charging around second is Henson. He's going to third. They are going to wave him in. Relay throw to the plate by Tatum on a hop. Not in time. Heading to third base goes Sweeney. He's got a double, and that'll be a 5-4 Hudson Valley lead. It'll either be a double or a triple, and he goes on the throw. Yeah, it'll be a double for Sweeney. Give him his 9th ribby of the year. And the two-out base hit by Henson comes back to Hurd. Woodward in the blue closet. It's Hudson Valley 5 and Jersey Shore 4.
So Sweeney bangs out.
Goes to third on the throw.
His third double of the season.
Swing and a miss by Everson Pereira. In the count, no balls and a strike. Woodward signed a non-drafted free agent contract with the Phillies in 2020 and spent a good chunk of last year with the Blue Claws after beginning his career in Clearwater. 0-1. Tip foul behind the plate. 0-2. So the Blue Claws now down a run here in the eighth inning. And again, they'll have 2, 3, and 4 in the bottom half. Wilson, Martin, and Matera. And that ball was scorched by Sweeney. I think it went through Matera's legs, but he had no shot. Fouled off to the right, or maybe not through his legs, but just off to his glove side.
Yeah, he's actually done a really nice job over there at first base tonight, Matera.
Yeah, that was a tough play.
But that was really a challenge, yeah.
0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him strike 3. So Pereira strikes out and then retires the sign for strikeout for Woodward. But Hudson Valley takes the lead. One left. We have played 7.5. Jersey Shore down 5-4 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
New pitcher for Hudson Valley is right-hander Carson Coleman. We go into the bottom half of the eighth inning, and the Renegades leading Jersey Shore now 5-4. Jonathan Munoz is now the pitcher of record for Hudson Valley. He could get his first win of the year, three innings, and he gave up two runs on three hits. Both earned one walk, one strikeout. Their starter, Beck Way, four innings, two runs on four hits, no walks, and he struck out three. So here's Coleman, a 24-year-old from Lexington, Kentucky. Went to Kentucky, drafted originally by the Rays in 2019 in round 33. And then got him in March, and he has been with Hudson Valley. Pitched very well. 12 and two-thirds innings, six hits, no runs, seven walks, 17 strikeouts. Ethan Wilson takes outside of the count, 1-0. Ethan is over three, flown to center, grounded to second, and flown to center. 5-4 Hudson Valley, bottom of the eighth. Fastball inside for a ball, and the count 2-0. Blue Claws have won six straight home games. The franchise record is 10, set back in 2006. Here's the 2-0. That's at the knees, a call and strike. And the count 2-1. The last time they won seven straight at home was 2017. 2-1, way outside. And then before that was 2007, and the record is 10 in 2006. Last year, their longest home winning streak was four, the last four games of the year. 3-1 pitch, high and away, ball four. So there's the tying run. Wilson draws a five-pitch walk to start the eighth inning. And Tony, both relievers here in the eighth inning walk the leadoff batter. Woodward got a double play to erase the leadoff walk, but then gave up a single to Henson and a double to Sweeney to give Hudson Valley the lead. The walk brought to you by PC Richard & Son. Appliances, TVs, electronics, mattresses. PC Richard & Son, company you can trust since 1909. Wilson at first base, not going. Martin squares the bunt, drops it down in front of the plate. Picked up by Coleman, off-balance throw to first. He gets Martin by a step, and Wilson goes to second. So that'll be a sacrifice bunt, just the second of the season by Jersey Shore. 1-3 on that putout, and Wilson goes to second base. It's a tying run. It'll bring up Nick Matera.
That was a good bunt by Martin for one, and then Coleman had to make a nice play. He didn't rush. He didn't panic, and he threw his best 95-mile-an-hour fastball to first base to Nick Martin for the out. Blue Claws do have the tying run at second now, one away.
So two shots at it. Here's Matera, fastball strike in the count, nothing and one.
Blue Claws in RBI with 12.
And then McCarthy, Tatum is on deck. Both have doubles tonight. They're both 1-for-3. Coleman out of the stretch. Here's the 0-1. Fastball right down the middle. Called strike. And the count nothing and two. So the tying run at second and Ethan Wilson. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Hudson Valley 5, Jersey Shore 4. Jason Ruffcorn warming in the bullpen for the Blue Claws in case they tie the game. Here's the 0-2 pitch, foul back, good cut by Matera, and it's still nothing in two. Now, this was the situation, Tony, a couple of weeks ago,
right, yep,
against Asheville, down by one in the bottom of the eighth inning, and it was Matera who launched a two-run home run out of the grass berm above the left field wall. No balls, one strike on Nick. Wilson, good lead off second. Pitch on the way. Bouncer to the right side. High hop backhand by Henson. He underhands the Coleman covering in time. And down to third goes Wilson. I thought for a second that was going to get through. There was a lot of room over there on the right side, but Henson makes the play. So 3-1 in the putout. Two down for McCarthy Tatum.
Yeah, Henson snow coned out a little bit too, but he stayed with it, and he made the play to Coleman covering. So here's Tatum.
Right-handed hitter, RBI double in the second inning, drove in his ninth run of the year. Wild pitch in the Blue Claws bullpen, so ball boy will come back and grab it. Tatum, 6'4", Clovis, California. 10th round pick, 2019 out of Fresno State. Tying run, Wilson at third, and the pitch on the way, fastball at the knees, called strike, and the count nothing and one. Coleman yet to allow a run in. Now 13 and one-third innings. This is his first game of the year. Last pitched way back on the 27th of April in Wilmington, or against Wilmington, threw two scoreless. Fastball, that's low. to Tatum. And the count, one ball, no strikes.
Greg, one time highly ranked Phillies prospect Adonis Medina, seventh inning, has spent a portion of this year with Syracuse in AAA.
One ball, one strike on Tatum, and he lines one in the air to right field. Pereira racing over toward the line, gets there, and makes the running catch to retire Tatum and the Blue Claws here in the eighth inning. Well, what are you going to do? He hit it hard. Blue Claws got the leadoff man on. They bunted him over, but they could not get him. No runs, no hits, a walk, and one left. We have played eight innings. We go to the ninth inning. It's Hudson Valley 5 and Jersey Shore 4 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club Home Run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Go to the ninth inning here in Shoretown. 5-4 lead for Hudson Valley. J.P. Woodward, who gave up the run there. There's the catcher, Wells, who chops one foul. Austin Wells, and the count nothing and one. Wells, Bowman, and Hardman, 3-4-5 to face Woodward, who walked the leadoff batter in the eighth, got a double play, gave up a base hit to Henson, and an RBI double to Trey Sweeney, which, at the moment, the deciding run. Blue Claws have won the first two games of this series, and they are trying to win their seventh straight game here at home. It would be the first time since 2017 that they've done that. 0-1, the count on Wells, and Woodward's pitch is lined in the air to left field the other way. On the run, De La Cruz toward the line, reaches up, and he makes the catch.
Greg, he covers a lot of ground. Now, he is 6'8". He's got those long strides, and he eats up the territory in a hurry. He made that play look routine.
So when he was here in 2019, he did play a little bit of center field. And he can do that. And I think Ethan Wilson can do it too. But when Rojas here, Rojas is just so fast. He's going to play center field almost every day. Time called at home plate before the pitch to Cooper Bowman. One out, nobody on. So looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth inning, the Blue Claws will have Jared Carr, DJ Stewart, and Andrick Nava, who's 3-for-3. Grounder in the hole at short, base hit by Bowman. And he is important with the 10th hit of the night for Hudson Valley. So the attendance, Tony? I got it. We were talking, I said 48 something.
I said 4703.
It was 5060. Second biggest crowd of the year. And that, I don't know if you know this, brings the Blue Claws to within about, I don't have the exact number, but about 5,000, swing and a miss, and the count nothing and one, fans of 7.9 million. So the countdown to
kickoff, no. Countdown.
Here's the 0-1, fouled off to the right out of play, and the count is nothing and two. That'll be fun as we head down.
Right,
to
sure. Yeah.
End of the summer, they hold the runner on at first, and the 0-2 is outside. 1-2 on Tyler Hardman. 5-10-0 for Hudson Valley, 4-8-2 for the Blue Claws. Hardman is 0-3 tonight. So I think tomorrow we should go over $7.9 million if there isn't tomorrow. And that one high and outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Well, hopefully there will be a tomorrow. The question is, will there be tomorrow?
Tall left-hander J.P. Woodward, and time is called. Born about 25 minutes from here up in Red Bank, although he did not grow up here. Swing and a miss. He gets Hardman on a changeup for strike three. If there is a game tomorrow, Ben Brown will pitch for the Blue Claws, by the way. And then Mick Abel will throw Saturday. That was the second strikeout for Woodward. And here's Aldenice Sanchez. You know who J.P. Woodward's favorite baseball player is? Aaron Loop.
Ooh, the lefty.
Yeah, who was with the Phillies briefly. That is outside. And the count, 1-0. If I'm not mistaken, Aaron Loop was traded to the Blue Jays, or traded to the Phillies
from the Blue Jays,
for Jake Wagesback. Pitch outside of the count, 2-0. Wags was here in 2016, and he's had some big league time up there in Toronto. They have a really good team this year. 2-0. There goes the runner. Pitches outside. They throw to second, and not in time on a hop. Good throw by Nava. Tag for Bowman, steals his 13th base of the season. He's 13 for 14. And the count on Sanchez is 2 balls and 1 strike. That's a huge insurance run there if Hudson Valley can get him in. They lead it 5-4. Swing and a miss at a fastball. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez swung so hard he lost his helmet.
And his balance, he went down to one knee.
Bowman, with those 13 steals, he's 3 behind Blue Claws center fielder Johan Rojas for the Sally League lead. 2-2 pitch, breaking balls, blooped in back of first into foul ground. Long run over goes Wilson near the Blue Claws pen, and it's out of play in the first base picnic area. Well, foul ball, 2-2, the count on Aldenice Sanchez. Sanchez played in the Futures game with the Marlins, or excuse me, with the Rays, representing the World All-Stars 2017 and 18. Two pitch outside for ball three. And a little bouncer up first foul. You know, I think that's right. I read that in the Hudson Valley notes.
Greg checking on that.
3-2 pitch, breaking ball high, ball four. Ruffcorn was throwing before for the Blue Claws, but he was only coming in if they had tied the game there in the bottom of the eighth. They did not. Second walk allowed by Woodward, and that'll bring up James Nelson, the left fielder. Yeah, I don't believe that is correct. I apologize for that. Out of that Futures game note. I used to be a researcher for a trivia show.
Really?
And you're supposed to... You know, we had to triple source everything, so that was bad work by me. Stump the Schwab.
Really?
Remember that? Here's James Nelson swinging a miss.
I do remember that. I remember the name.
Howie Schwab was an ESPN Schwab, researcher right? at the time, and he was just kind of a sports whiz genius. So they made a trivia show. It was great. 0-1. Tip foul behind the plate, and the count 0-2. Jonathan Hughes warming up now in the bullpen for Jersey Shore. In the bottom of the ninth against Carson Coleman, it'll be Carr, Stewart, and Nava, 6, 7, and 8. 5-4 Renegades. Stewart or Woodward out of the stretch. The pitch up and away. For a ball. And the count is 1-2. About 10 fire pits on out in left field. Great spot to watch this game. Fastball high, 2-2. And really, they're perfect on a night like this.
Can we move one in here?
No, we don't need one. 60 degrees.
Speak for yourself.
Some of those games last week, you know, when it was in the 40s, a fire pit's not going to help you. 2-2 pitch. Fouled away to the right. And the count is still 2-2.
They're all lit out there. That's for sure out there on the left
people
field.
People love them.
Concourse,
Thursday, yeah. Thursday especially, they really like them.
Can we do a game from out there?
So here's the 2-2. There go the runners. Pitch outside, ball three, and that'll be a double steal. So two stolen bases for Hudson Valley there. Bowman gets third, and that's his 14th of the year. And Sanchez gets his 11th as he steals second. 3-2 pitch. Here it comes. Foul ball. James Nelson. So, you know, we could. The only problem is we have to figure out a way to get the audio up here for the MILB TV. But I can do a game from the Chick-fil-A fan zone if we can figure it out. Here's the 3-2 pitch. And a fly ball hit well out in the deep right center. Rojas racing after it. Way back there toward the Boardwalk Games. And that ball's off the right center field wall. Bowman scores. Sanchez scores. And in the second with a two-run double is James Nelson. And Hudson Valley takes a 7-4 lead. You could kind of feel that coming. It was a long at-bat. And he fouled off a bunch of pitches. And then he finally smoked one off the Stickle packaging sign out near the Boardwalk Games in right center. For Nelson, his 7th and 8th RBIs of the year. And that'll do it for J.P. Woodward. Here comes Blue Claws manager Keith Werman. So Woodward's day is over. Jonathan Hughes will come on and become the 5th pitcher of the night for the Blue Claws. And Jersey Shore's task just got a lot tougher in the ninth.
Yeah, that sort of took, at least for the moment, the drama away for a, at least potentially just being a one-run deficit going into the bottom of the ninth. Now deficit is 3. And Nelson hit that a long way.
That's a home run in a lot of parts.
Yeah.
He played in Greensboro in 2017. He could have run around twice. It would have been such a no-doubt-about-it home run. So here's Hughes. Woodward is charged with 3 runs in an inning and 2/3. And he's responsible for Nelson on and sank it. JP gives up 4 hits. He walked 2, and he struck out 2. And now Jonathan Hughes will come on the pitch. Hughes began the year on the development list, was activated about a week into the season. Appearances since then. 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, and he struck out 6. Last year, 4-8 with a 5.92 ERA with Jersey Shore. Second round pick in 2015 by the Orioles. Ended up at Georgia Tech, had some injury problems, and then missed a year. And then after the 2020 season, which was his 5th year in the ACC, Philly signed him as an undrafted free agent. And he has been with them since June of 2020. And actually, Tony, the Blue Claws are the only minor league team he's ever played for. Eric Wagaman will be the first man to face Hughes. So Hudson Valley leads it 7-4 here in inning number 9. Wagaman, the batter, a right-handed hitter from Orange Coast Community College in Florida, 13th round pick in 2017. He was out of the stretch, and the pitch, check swing, ball in the dirt, kicks away from Nava, heading down to third base and making it easily is Nelson, and that'll be a wild pitch. So a runner into scoring, or a runner now at third, was already in scoring position. So Hudson Valley, 1 of the 8th, 2 of the 9th, to break open a 4-all game. And the Blue Claws will need three in the bottom half of the inning. Hughes out of the stretch, and the 0-1 is a breaking ball called strike on the outside corner, and the count 0-2. Fifth appearance of the year for the right-hander from Decatur, Georgia. And the pitch is outside for a ball, and it's 1-2. Christian Hernandez started for the Blue Claws, 4 runs in 3 1/3. Jordani Mesquita, 2 2/3, no runs. Here's the 1-2 swing and a miss. Carlos Francisco, 1 inning, no runs. J.P. Woodward, 3 runs in 1 2/3, and Hughes strikes out Wagerman to end the night. Two more, 2 runs on 2 hits, 1 walk, no errors, and 1 left. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Blue Claws need 3. It's Hudson Valley 7 and Jersey Shore 4. BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Blue Claws need 3. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. 7-4 lead for Hudson Valley. And Jared Carr will lead it off. It'll be Carr, Stewart, and Nava against Carson Coleman. Coleman would get the save. He came on in the bottom of the eighth inning with Hudson Valley leading it by 1-5-4. So he would get a save. And Jonathan Munoz would earn the win. Here is the left-handed hitting Carr. Shows bunt. Not a bad idea. Tries to push it up third, but missed. And it's 0-1. Carr, an RBI single in the second inning, and he struck out and walked his other two times out. Third baseman Hardman still playing well behind the bag, and Carr takes outside. If he wanted to just drop one down the third base line, he certainly could. But the Blue Claws just need a few base runners no matter how they get them. Fastball strike on the inside corner, and the count is 1-2. 6:35 again tomorrow night. It'll be Ben Brown on the mound for the Blue Claws against Blas Castaño. 1-2 breaking ball low. The appeal and a check swing, and he did not go, says the base umpire Jesse Bush. And the count 2-2. Carr, left-handed hitter. And the 2-2 swing and a miss. Strike 3. Once again, he does not get cheated on these swings. That was a 2-strike swing on his heels. One away. That'll bring up DJ Stewart, who grounded into a double play, was hit by a pitch and then flew out to center. So he's 0-2, 185 on the year. And Coleman with a little frisbee slider in there for a called strike. And the count is 0-1. Stewart, the St. Louis, Missouri native. Fastball, weak swing and a miss there. And the count is 0-2. Stewart had committed to Eastern Illinois out of high school, where he would have been a teammate of Trey Sweeney, who is the shortstop for Hudson Valley. Breaking ball popped up in back of first. Tough play. Henson back. Bowman overcoming on Pereiro. Dives after it. And makes a great catch. What a play by Everson Pereira coming on from right field in fair territory. A diving catch, a ball that was out of the reach of both Bowman and Henson, and Pereira diving grab to take a two-base hit away from DJ Stewart. Their final out, here is Andrick Nava, who has had a great day. His first three-hit game as a Blue Claw. He's actually 10 for 27 with Jersey Shore this year. First pitch with the music playing, a strike. Has kind of a, you know, schoolyard feel to it. I don't hate it. They do it in the World Baseball Classic in the Caribbean spots. Here's the 0-1, and that's a breaking ball low. They appeal on a check swing. He didn't go. 1-1. So a three-hit game tonight for Nava, and the 1-1 swing and a miss. Coleman a hard throwing right-hander, and the Blue Claws are down to their final strike. For what it's worth, Nava's three-hit game, just a third of the year by a Blue Claw. 7-4 Hudson Valley, 1-2 on Nava. Fastball outside, just missed, and the count even at 2-2. If Andrick were to get on, it would be Carlos De La Cruz, and then if he were to get on, Johan Rojas would be the tying run. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swinging a chopper to short. Sweeney plays it belt high. Throws to first in time. The ball game's over. Hudson Valley wins their first game of the series. They take the Thursday affair 7-4. So the Blue Claws still lead the series 2-1, but they fall tonight here to Hudson Valley by a final score of 7-4 at Shoretown Ballpark. The totals for the Blue Claws, or sorry, for Hudson Valley, 7 runs on 11 hits, no errors. They left 10. For Jersey Shore, 4 runs, 8 hits. They made 2 errors and left 4. Jonathan Munoz, the winning pitcher, he is 1-0. The losing pitcher is J.P. Woodward, and he falls to 2-2. And the save goes to Carson Coleman, who threw 2 scoreless innings to close it out. And that'll be his 4th save of the season. The Blue Claws are 8-15. The Renegades are 13-11. And the attendance was 5,060. Multi-hit games for the Blue Claws. 3-hit game for Andrick Nava. 3-hit game for Hudson Valley's Trey Sweeney. 2 for Bowman and Henson. 7-4 your final. Renegades win it tonight. 6:35 tomorrow. Ben Brown for the Blue Claws. Tony has the postgame. It's coming up next. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball right here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Tony Graham back with you at Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, New Jersey. And all good things must come to an end, and that includes the Blue Claws had their 6-game home winning streak snapped tonight. Hudson Valley Renegades, Yankees affiliate, scored 2 in the 8th and 1 in the 9th to defeat Jersey Shore by a score of 7-4. Let's check the scoreboard. First of all, in Philadelphia, Phillies lead the Mets 7-1 going to the Bryce Harper and Nick Castellanos in that ball game. Aaron Nola, the first seven for the Phillies. Now to the affiliates. Clearwater, bottom of the ninth, leads at Dunedin 9-7. In the middle of the ninth, going to the bottom of the ninth now at Syracuse. Lehigh Valley pounding Syracuse, the Mets affiliate 14-2. Dunedin is the Toronto affiliate. Reading playing a doubleheader tonight in Portland, Maine. 2 7 inning games, and Reading was no hit in the second game. 3-1. Portland won it. No hits for Reading in that contest, and Reading only had 4 hits in the first game. They lost that one by a score of 5-1. Here in Lakewood, the Blue Claws came from behind twice to tie the game before faltering in the late innings to Hudson Valley, which prevails in this one. Let's give you the totals. Hudson Valley, 7 runs, 11 hits, and which prevails in this one. Let's give you the totals. Hudson Valley, 7 runs, 11 hits, and 2 hits for Spencer Henson. He had the big blow in the ballgame, a 3-run home run in the second inning. Hudson Valley took a 3-0 lead at that point. Blue Claws eventually came back to tie it up at 4-4. But Hudson Valley, with the late flurry over the eighth and ninth innings, prevails by a score of 7-4. On the mound for Hudson Valley, Beck Way, the Yankees' number 22 prospect, started, went 4 innings, allowed 5 hits, 2 runs they were earned, walked none, struck out 3. Munoz went 3 innings. He did allow 3 hits and the 2 earned runs, but gets the win. And as noted, Coleman, with 2 scoreless innings of relief, got his 4th save. Blue Claws' Andrick Nava, the 20-year-old catcher, led the way with 3 hits. That's the 3rd 3-hit game of the 20-year-old's professional career. And he was the only multi-hit performer for the Blue Claws. He got a hit from Johan Rojas, also from Nick Matera, McCarthy Tatum, and Jared Carr, as well as Carlos De La Cruz. Blue Claws, he said, fell behind in this one, 3-0 in the second inning. They got 2 back in the bottom of the second. RBI double by Tatum, RBI single by Jared Carr, made it 3-2. The Renegades got a run in the third to make it 4-2. Blue Claws came back to tie it in the fifth with 2 runs. An RBI double by Nava made it 4-3. He scored on a sacrifice fly by Rojas, and that evened the score. That lasted until the eighth, when Hudson Valley took the lead. They got a 2-out RBI double by Sweeney, made it 5-4. That was off J.P. Woodward, who was also charged with the 2 runs in the ninth. The big blow there, the 2-run double by James Nelson, widened the run margin to the eventual final score there of 7-4. Hudson Valley went 2-for-14 with runners in scoring position. They left 10. The Blue Claws were 4-for-8 with runners in scoring position. They left 4. The time of the game was 2 hours and 40 minutes, and a Thursday night crowd of 5,060 on hand tonight at the Shoretown Ballpark. The next Blue Claws game, weather permitting, will be tomorrow night here at 6:35. Ben Brown on the mound for Jersey Shore. The right-hander is 0-1, a 5.68 ERA. And right-hander Blas Castanfo, 0-2, a 4.50 ERA, will be the starter for Hudson Valley, the scheduled starter tomorrow night. Again, a 6:35 start. And Greg will have it for you beginning at 6:25 tomorrow evening. So that wraps it up for this one. Thanks to Ryan Caldwell and his game and production staff for all their contributions. And for Greg, I'm Tony Graham. Again, the final score here tonight, Hudson Valley 7, Jersey Shore 4. Have a clawsome rest of your night, everyone.